You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What's going on, y'all? Shout out to all y'all who was wondering when we was coming back. Had to take a little break, because, you know.
Yeah, a lot was on.
Just a lot going on.
Yeah, I was sick, so we pushed the show back, trying to get it out. The show ended up being a lot longer than I thought.
Yeah.
You know how you recording, and at some point I was like, anything long.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, good stuff came out of it. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Gave you, like, basically enough time to soak it all in.
Exactly.
Listen to it.
Exactly.
Break it up in twos or threes. But, yo, we back again. Things keep going on. We are, what, week 11?
And it just keeps going. Like, geez.
Frustration.
Oh, big time frustration. More injuries.
Yeah. Fantasy football is going crazy. And the playoffs right around the corner. Oh, we got some of that. NBA still going strong. Just this week of sports, I thought about, what's the term I was looking? Passion is going to be around that. Because some people keep feeling a kind of way about somebody is passionate, somebody not passionate, and all that. So, you know, topics are probably going to be surfacing around that. This college football playoff keeps changing in again.
Yeah.
Big change coming next week. We'll see.
Hopefully we still got a chance to get a Pac-12 team in that playoff, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Conference championships coming up and all that.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we got that, of course. You know, we got feedback to get into.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir.
Noise Awards, what the fuck moments, all that good stuff for you. So, if y'all want to chime in, you want to talk any sports with us, any feedback, comments, reviews, thoughts, any of that good stuff, you can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave us a voicemail at 323-455-4219. You can leave us reviews on either iTunes or Stitcher. We do read those as well.
Yes, sir.
And you can always find us at the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. You know, let us know any of your thoughts, comments, concerns, questions. Literally anything that y'all want to dish out to us. It can be whatever you want. But just come correct. That's all I ask. And then we will definitely get back at you.
Yeah, my son's back there. He plugged in with his headphones on, so.
I'm sorry about the laughter.
Noises are coming.
I just saw this tweet that had me dying.
Oh, okay.
It's like Kanye before hitting the stage in Sacramento. It is just a gift for somebody just snorting that white.
Today.
Oh, man.
Oh, you want some candy.
Candy makes you dandy. Oh, that's funny. But now we'll get into all that and more and, you know. Tune in, folks.
Oh, yeah, we got that. So let's get into some feedback. We have some sent in from last weekend, this week, too. We're going to get into. All right, so let's get things started. I think this first one, I think, is from the homie Rude Boy M.
What up, Rude Boy?
What's going on, Brother Zemans? The Rude Boy M over here. So politics, a little bit about that. Looks like Trump won. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
What's your thoughts about that? I think I sent in an email for the break. Hopefully I get that. As far as sports, my Eagles lost. That was a crazy game. Once again, rookie quarterback, mistakes. Rookie coach, he's still learning. We'll see what happens. We got the Falcons. Hopefully we play good. All right, on a side note, since Trump won, did y'all get a chance to hear what Stan Van Gundy said?
Oh, yeah.
And then who else?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
Mm-hmm.
They had pretty good things to say about, you know, Trump winning and what they think about it. That was pretty good. And your boy Colin Kaepernick, the whole him rushing the kicker. You know, the kicker's wife went hard talking about castration animals on the farm. And then she tried to give that bullshit ass apology.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all get a chance to hear what Richard Sherman.
Yep.
Did y'all get a chance to hear what Richard Sherman replied? I think it was a pretty good reply.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy is really, really educated, even though that was a dirty play, but he's a smart brother.
Yes, he is.
But anyway, just try to see if y'all recording this week or not. But if y'all do, just touch on those subjects, see what y'all think. So, yeah, man, we'll see what happens, Trump. You know, I'm glad some of the coaches are talking. Nick Saban, they asked him. He tried to pretend like he didn't know it was election day. That was funny. But, yeah, man, we'll see what happens in sports and what people will be saying. Oh, yeah, sorry for your Denver loss. Raiders was in that ass.
Yeah, they were, man.
Good thing I didn't fucking start Trevor Siemian. I dropped his ass.
I'm talking about my quarterback.
But, yeah, man, I'm over here at work. White folks looking at me crazy, but some of them do understand that Trump is fucked up.
Yep.
I guess they got daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it.
Yep.
Other than that, you know, I don't know. I think it might be a wake-up call for a lot of folks, though. You know, look at this guy and, you know, look what the president is now. So hopefully some folks start moving different and realize who's in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Appreciate that,
sir. I mean,
yeah, he just sent it. I think he missed us by like a day. Well, with him, but yeah,
I'm sure you heard my depressing rants on that nonsense. Look, man, he is the president. I mean, his cabinet is very white.
Oh, white. We know it's gonna be that. Very white, very male.
And I read too that I guess his wife is the first, I guess, quote unquote, non-American first lady and. Since like I think it was John Adams,
way back when.
So, mm-hmm. And that's another one.
I'm so, wondering how you know what she gonna tackle and being out in the public because she's always not in the public.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens, man. Like you said, it's we at this point we just gotta see.
Yeah,
we just gotta wait and see.
It's a lot of hurdles. My thing would just be you know if you've been you know a cause you've been championing and whatnot. And you keep at it.
Yeah.
You know, basically it happened. The world didn't blow the hell up. We still here. So,
we got to
keep pushing
forward. You got to
still be in yourself.
Yep.
Still doing the things you was doing.
Yep.
Trying to make some positive change out here.
Yep. And I've had quite a few white people who have my job, you know, told me, you know, pretty much the same thing, that they're not happy with the vote. Yeah. But, you know, out here in Cali, most people aren't.
No, people get put in the boxes. It's like, oh, white people voted for Trump. I was like, yeah, not all white people.
Not
I was like, it was a large majority.
Yeah.
That did.
Yeah.
You know, we already somebody else. You know, other folk have voted, and it's a lot. People just didn't care. They didn't really want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't turn out that great.
But I did appreciate what Stan Van Gundy had to say, and Steve Kerr, and mm-hmm. also Greg Popovich. I'll get into him in my Norse Awards.
Yeah, you can just tell by the sport
mm-hmm.
that you got these three coaches who are just like, yeah, I'm not happy.
Yep.
And I'm scared. And the rhetoric he was talking all, you know, before he got in, is that what he's really going to do and yep. be about? And, you know, it's kind of sad if that's the case.
Yep.
Then you get to the no fun league and everybody's pulling the, I don't know who said what. Yeah. I don't ask that question. Players, coaches, nobody wants to touch it.
Nope.
It's a touchy. It's very sensitive. I mean,
you know what the NFL don't like.
Mm-hmm.
The D word, distractions.
Yep. They don't need more of those.
Yeah, we don't need that.
So yeah, definitely. I saw old girl's BS apology, which was nonsense. She didn't even apologize. I didn't make a racist statement. It's basically what she tried to say. But
yeah, I apologize for y'all thinking it was racist.
Basically, what she said. But Richard Sherman is a very smart man. Yeah. I mean, he went to Stanford, coming out of Compton. He's a very intelligent brother. It's just when he get on that field, he's zoned in.
Yeah, yeah. Every now and then he's gonna say something that you're like, what? Mm-hmm. But you know, the brother for the most part knows what he's talking about.
Exactly.
And you can't just go at him like that and him to be like, yeah, I'm gonna plead the fifth and not say anything. He's gonna be like, I'm gonna analyze your comment and then come back and say something that you probably ain't gonna like.
And I'm gonna say it intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, appreciate the voicemail, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Next one, we got this email from Baylor.
What up, Baylor?
Is Luke Whitecage Walton that good? So he's got for college football. The fuck about awards continues. Starting with college football. Apparently, three of the four playoff teams decided to put their national championship hopes on the crap table. Michigan all year been putting up video game numbers on rookie mode. Washington have finally scratched the top four and made a quick exit to a USA team that decided to play on all cylinders. Then the one that hurt the most was the team I know for a fact will give Bama a run for their money, lost to Pitt playing around in the fourth quarter.
Mm.
Clemson just pissed away a shot at a legendary matchup. As for Michigan, smart move racking in those top 150 players before y'all wet the bed.
Mm.
And Washington, I'm just disappointed in y'all, like a father who raised a child right, only to see his child end up in trouble trying to be too cool.
Mm.
I'm not that surprised, though. It is a Pac-12. Watch they say how slide the SEC team in there. Yeah, mm-hmm. They want to.
They want Texas A&M in there.
Because I can't get that Bama and Clemson matchup. I would like to see Louisville and Bama. That would be interesting. It would have been. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to LJ.
And as we've seen, you can't count out Clemson yet.
Yep. You can't. Honestly, you can't count out all three of those teams that lost. You can't count them out yet.
No. Come next week, maybe.
Yeah.
But we'll see. NBA, Luke Walton. I must say, I knew he would be a solid coach, but I didn't think it would show so fast. Currently, we're 6 in the West at 6-4. I know. It's early, but we are talking about a young, revamped, unproven, loveless Lakers team. Not only that, they're putting up 100-plus a game. Mm. I still think Randle is trade bait throughout the season, but the chemistry seems to be working with these youngsters. D-Russ, nope, you're still not off the hook, but continue to play well and humble yourself. Never point down at a legacy floor that was built by championship players and yell out, this is my shit. Nah, nigga, you just ran. Jordan Clarkson playing well enough to get more money and a bigger role elsewhere. And Nick Young out here actually being a leader.
Mm.
Anything can happen because Trump showed and said. Hopefully we can manage our pockets and keep this core strong and locked in. Oh, but that back pocket free agent list is still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers looking good right now with the pieces they have. I'm still humble, though. Okay, that's right. Good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball is here, fellas, and UConn forgot about the opening day. Them niggas lost to a school that sounds like they make tools for IKEA accessories. Arizona and Michigan was a great game. Louisville ITT Tech Sister School in Kentucky opened up against a team that shares a locker room with the girls' team. That's how they do. At this NFL, at this point, I have Brady, Matt Ryan, and Carr as the MVP candidates.
Mm.
I'm not a huge fan of letting QBs so fast because they always get that love, but halfway through the season. Those are the only three that have been consistent.
Mm.
Not too many running backs I can consider besides Eazy-E, and the top wide receivers have been average or less than that.
Yep.
Yeah. No defensive players stand out for the award, but Von Miller, of course, Mack in Oakland, and probably Wagner in Seattle.
Mm.
Those are my early MVP candidates so far.
Mm.
Okay. P.S. Philly, what the fuck about? Pittsburgh on the downward, and the Vikings offense probably the worst than the Browns.
Ooh.
Teddy still got two teams, and can y'all try to get in touch with the real Matt of Kentucky, please? Contact the 35th Kentucky Show and ask them what's going on with John Wall these days.
Mm.
Meanwhile, Westbrook is being Westbrook in the stats book.
Oof. Appreciate that, Bailey. That MVP discussion, I would probably say you're right about the quarterbacks. I would agree. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan and Brady.
And Derek Carr.
Mm-hmm. I even have to, hate to do this, I'd even have to throw Dak Prescott's name in there, man.
Yeah.
The way he's been playing, they won nine there, nine straight. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that.
He's going to definitely get some mention.
But yeah, Ezekiel Elliott. Shoot.
Yeah.
Beast.
Yeah, I think Ezekiel Elliott.
Beast.
Yeah, I think he'd get it over over Dak.
Anti Trent Richardson.
Mm.
Top five running back who actually can produce.
Yeah. Yeah, wide receivers,
nah.
I mean, Antonio Brown's continuing to do his thing, but it ain't standing out like that.
It ain't the stature it was last few years. Odell Beckham,
yeah. Julio Jones, yeah, but them drops.
Yeah, those drops are big,
last
man.
Last week was a pain.
Yeah.
But, you know, they always lean for quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
As well, yeah, college basketball, I'm trying to watch.
But it's hard with.
What was the game? It was Kansas.
Kansas, Michigan State.
When he made the buzzer beater.
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah,
that was a good game. And I was like, oh, they're loading up. Yes, he's back-to-back top 10 teams playing. I was like, good. Yeah, let's do this early. Yep. And then it ain't, and you don't see it. And your boy Luke. Look, I just think that the Lakers allowed him. It was like, look, there's no Kobe Bryant. We are officially
rebuilding,
starting over. Yep. So now we can do 100% into player development, which the last couple years it was. Kobe here, let's sell some tickets.
Yep.
You know, Kobe still carries that. We winning or not. He don't want to pass the torch. He's like, nope. How about I'm going to just drop this mug when I'm ready to go. You can pick it up and do something with it.
Yeah, but I like the Lakers. You know what I appreciate about the Lakers? They play hard. They play hard. They're a young team. They're a scrappy team. So, God, they're going to be a pain to deal with. Going forward.
Yeah, he got some more in here. Yeah, Baylor came with it.
All right.
This one he sent today.
Okay.
Lil Dicky is Philadelphia's only savior.
Hey, shout out to Asher Raw, too.
NBA Clippers starting off strong, but really doesn't matter. Over the past few years, they become the Cincinnati Bengals of the NBA.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. A lot of talent as usual these days, but if they can at least get to the Western Conference Finals, I can't really care too much.
Mm.
Charlotte, on the other hand, looks like they'll be something interesting to see during the playoffs. No, not really. It's still the East, and the East will always be the East. Hopefully Wade and the Chi-Town boys can balance the competition.
Mm.
Paul George can't stay healthy, and Anthony Davis still needs help. Porzingis is the NYC savior. He's not saving that much, but he has made himself relevant.
Yes, he has.
The Western Conference got to be the hardest conference in sports history, period. Only the AFC West could compete with the Western Conference.
Shout out to you, Baylor. Thank you.
NFL, I have to admit that Dallas might have two front runners for league MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say Dak as a top rookie of the year candidate, but Eazy-E, a.k.a. Freaky Zeke, is looking like Emmett 2.0 with a splash of Jamal Anderson.
Mm.
Got to throw Brady and Matty Ice in there. And of course, a dark horse and car, but this is Dallas running back. But this Dallas running back is playing like a vet.
Yes, he is, man.
Philly and Minnesota just made me. We fooled you, niggas. List all the frauds outside. If the Chargers win three more games, can we just send the whole AFC West to the playoffs?
Right. Hey, we might get three teams in.
Romo could be in a Bronco uniform in the future.
Yes, he could.
I can't wait. LOL. No joke, though. I like Roman, but I think he'll be a waste to pick up.
Mm.
He's one or two hits away from calling the games on Thursday night in the booth. Shout out to you, Baylor. Let's see. College football. With the top three or four teams losing a week ago, Louisville with the recent fuckabouts, and the battle between Ohio State and Michigan is coming up. Washington should have another crack out the top four. No? Yeah. Or will the committee push for Oklahoma?
Oh, my God. You know what?
The latter. As I stated before, I'm not feeling Jamore Jr. They just got smacked by the cross towns, and the games they need to win the most, they always come up short. Time for a change in Westwood.
Mm.
I would have loved to see a Bama and Louisville matchup, though. Welp. Yeah, I was hoping the 1-4 matchup.
Yeah, I was hoping Louisville would have won, man.
College basketball. UConn lost to a church league team. My Bruins is looking decent at the moment.
Hey, that kid Ball from UCLA is a beast, dude.
Duke and UK still headlining the top spots. UK still racking up those point guards in the nation and will still fall short in the turning.
Mm.
I actually think it's wide open this year. Michigan State, Miles Bridges can probably jump over the backboard. Shout out, man.
Appreciate that, Bailey. Yeah, sources said Denver is Tony Romo's number one spot. Yep. And he want to go, which I'm like, no duh. No duh.
Are you ready to put Simeon back as a number two?
Well, I think Simeon over his time this season has shown that he's probably better suited for as a backup, at least to me. I mean, he's serviceable as a starter, but he seems to be kind of like a backup quarterback at best. But, I mean, if we can get Romo, I ain't giving up the farm for him now.
He's
And I don't care what Minnesota did giving up a first round pick. You go ahead and do that. We ain't Minnesota, and we ain't doing that. So we give him maybe a third, maybe a fourth, and it can escalate depending on playing time and all that stuff and throw all that in there. But if Romo can be on Denver, I wouldn't mind that. He'd have two weapons on the outside. You got DT and you got Emmanuel Sanders. Still got a solid running game behind you. Yeah. The only thing we'd have to fix is that O-line because, good God,
yeah,
he would die in the first game. So the way they blocking. So, but he got that strong D behind him. I mean, shoot, if we got Romo, we'd be championship contenders again.
Yeah.
But just depends on how long he can stay healthy.
Yeah.
So, but now shout out to you, Baylor.
All right, he got another one. Sports History 101 with Baylor.
All right.
In 2009, we witnessed a high-powered offense score off against another high-powered offense. Oregon versus Boise State. There wasn't a lot of high-powered offensive scoring going on. Far from a shootout, but we did win. It's a Falcon punch that came at the time. Oregon starting linebacker LeGarrette Blount. Cookie put Byron Hout to sleep in his pads.
Yes, he did.
Blount was suspended for the season and said that Hout called him the N-word.
Mm.
Could be false. Could be true, but what we do know is that Golden State and the Cleveland Indians blew a 3-1 lead in the big game. You got to love history.
Oh, man.
All right, dropping them nuggets.
Appreciate that. Oh, man. He loved taking shots.
Yeah, he do.
I love it, though. That's awesome.
All right, and then we got a voicemail here from K-Mart.
What up, K-Mart?
What up, brothers? This is your boy, K-Mart. Just want to chat about some things real quick. Let's talk about my Philadelphia Eagles. Not too surprised by the outcome, especially when you go into Seattle with some whack-ass wide receivers.
If you throw it to Jordan Matthews.
Particularly named Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, he's weak.
From the WAC-12 conference. Man, I swear to God, man, he cost us at least some field position because he dropped the ball when he had Richard Sherman beat on across the route.
I saw that.
And he also couldn't get lined up properly and cost us a touchdown.
I didn't see that.
Oh, man. Somebody, Jonathan, Chris, somebody, even BTG, somebody name me a WAC-12 receiver, Pac-12 receiver that actually done something in the league since Keyshawn or Lynn Swan. I mean, man, I'm drawing a blank right now. Maybe one of you guys can let me know. Somebody help me. Real quick, it's good. It's about damn time we saw Jared Goff. Man, I guess they finally took homie out the witness protection program. Man, Jeff Fisher, thank you. Even though his numbers weren't all that great, but man, glad he gave the rookie a chance. On to Saturday football. Michigan, nice win. Now, contrary to what others may say, this is the best rivalry in college football. Really? Michigan and that, quote, other school. Rude boy, my guy. Man, we root for the same squad on Sunday, but on Saturday, y'all about to get y'all asses whooped. Hail to the victors. Other than that, Jonathan, I'm about to go snatch me up some Bulls tickets. Hopefully they'll take the sting off from what happened this afternoon away. So, hey, let's go watch. I'm about to go watch these Bulls kick the Lakers' ass, hopefully.
I know D-Wade's
not playing, so Lakers may end up stealing one. So, Anyway, y'all, I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that, K-Mart. And as we're recording right now, the game is tied 78 apiece. Let's go, Chicago!
This is the third quarter?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But, yeah, shout out. I mean,
That Michigan Ohio State rivalry does run deep.
Yeah, when it comes to college football.
See, but the only thing is, like, it always seems with UCLA and USC, one team's always better than the other one. Ain't never both good at the same time. Whereas, yeah. I mean, they used to be at times back in the day, but lately it's like every year. It's like either USC is riding high and UCLA sucks, or it's the other way around. And you're like, there's no rivalry right now.
Now, not to the extent of there, because they do get it, especially in football.
Yeah.
I mean, like it is now. Like, if teams are good, we know, especially now that this committee is human, which I get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Michigan's good and Ohio State's good, they're going to be ranked high.
Yep.
If UCLA good and USC good, you know, we're it's too late.
We assume.
I'm asleep when them games is on, so I don't really know. But, I mean, I don't know which one is bigger. That's like an actual, like.
That's a tough call.
Yeah.
I mean, even.
Speaking for college football, I mean Notre Dame ain't been much. They ain't been much.
And I mean,
lately.
Back in the day, I mean, when both teams were good, you had Oklahoma and Texas. That was a big rivalry, the Red River.
Yeah. That might be probably the.
I mean, Florida State. When they're both good.
Yeah.
I mean, it really depends when both teams are really at their best.
Because
if one team's ranked, the other one's not. It's like, yeah.
But usually if Ohio State and Michigan are both good like they are now, everybody going to be watching.
Yep.
Now you got the high-profile coaches.
Husbands and wives going to be sitting in different rooms.
But as for your
Eagles, dude, yeah, I'm sorry. Nelson Aguilar. He's doo-doo. And Baylor, I got to reach out to you for this one. What is the last Pac-12 receiver who's done something? Because I can think of a few that have been doo-doo. Yeah, Dwayne Jarrett, who was whack. Mike Williams was whack. Reggie Williams from Washington was whack. Does Arizona and Arizona State even produce wide receivers? Oh, Jalen Strong, whack. Like, we don't get any good ones.
The only one, Marquise Lee?
He's weak. Like, he's below expectations. Yeah. Like, we produce quarterbacks.
Yeah. And maybe some defensive players here and there. You got some O-line guys.
Hopefully, Juju Smith from USC can do something in the league. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I need some help. Yeah, Carson Wentz, another okay game. 23-45, 218, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Man, hold on. Let me fire my dude, because I'm gonna be playing him a whole lot today. Lord have mercy. It's that time again,
dude. This is
injuries.
This is exactly why I quit the 5 fantasy minutes with Grandpa, because everybody's hurt this year. I think in that Seattle Philly game, they said 4 running backs got hurt between the two teams.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Philly, Ryan Matthews got hurt. I think he has the MCL injury. He's supposedly can play. I'm not sure. Dan Sproles got hurt.
CJ Procise got hurt.
God, I just picked him up, too.
I did, too.
Ran off that touch, and I was like, oh, he about to give me 20-some points today. And I come back, I'm like, he's still stuck on 7 carries? What the hell? Oh, he hurt. Out 8 weeks, fractured shoulder. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Dropping him. Dropping him.
And I know Seattle. Like, damn it. We had just cut Christian Michaels.
Hey, but Thomas Rawls looked good today. Rawls did look good today.
So if he on anybody, he going to get swooped up again.
Hey, if he hasn't been picked up already, I picked up James Starks in both my leagues. Pick him up.
Yeah.
He scored a touchdown.
Oh,
snap. Yeah. Baylor, I'm coming at you, son.
Yeah, I almost picked him up. But yeah, man, Seattle
is rolling now.
Is starting to look better. I guess Russell Wilson healthy again.
You know what it is though. Who's my boy? Cam Chancellor. As much as Russell Wilson is like the leader of that team, Cam Chancellor is the heart and soul of that team. Because when he's back and playing, That whole team seems to, their spirits are up. They seem to be playing with a lot more energy.
Yeah, they do.
Because I don't know what it is, but even when he's playing, it seems like the offense plays better. Mm-hmm. He is the heart and soul of that team. When he was gone, you could tell something was missing. Now he's back laying thunder again. That team, they rolling. Mm-hmm. They Super Bowl contenders.
5-0 at home, man.
Rolling. That 12th man, it's hard.
Oh, no, they own it, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They had a nice win last week versus New England. They like, okay, y'all about it.
They about it, man. They back in it.
Another team in that NFC, man. We said Dallas keep rolling.
Nine straight wins. I think they said they've never won nine straight in a season. Nope. Even going back to those days with Emmett, Troy, and Michael Irvin. This team's rolling, man. This team is rolling. Dak Prescott has been one of the most impressive rookies I've seen in quite some time. Like, he is very impressive.
Yeah, today, 27-36, 301 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions.
Back-to-back 300-yard game. The kid is balling. To me, he's the front runner for Rookie of the Year. I know everybody likes Zeke the Freak, but, I mean, just for me, Dak Prescott has it harder. Zeke Elliott, he got that big old line in front of him who was just, they just move people out the way and just create the biggest holes. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you can plug any running back there, and they good. But, because, I mean, Darren McFadden ran for 1,000 yards last year. But Dak Prescott has brought something to the table. I don't know what it is with Tony Romo, as good as he is. This kid has something. He's got it. Yeah. Whatever it is, he got it.
Yeah, the only problem with comparison, I was like, most of our time, we've seen Tony Romo where it was Tony Romo, whack offensive line, yeah, no running game.
But for the last four or five years, their O-line has been
like
stout.
You saw like a couple years ago when the O-line was there, mm-hmm, and they had the running game with DeMarco Murray. They go 12-4, and they, you know, like, oh, shit, this team on a roll.
Yep.
And then he get hurt. And then this is frustrating for him.
But the thing
coming
is,
coming in this season, he knew this season, he was like, something, we got something bubbling here right now.
But the thing with Tony Romo was, you always knew Tony was going to give you one. You were like, when is he going to throw that interception? Because he always seems to do it in the worst possible time. Dak don't make mistakes.
Yeah, but they also, Dak ain't got the whole playbook yet either. They're
even more impressive.
They are limiting him in how much he can do.
Even more impressive.
Yeah, I don't think he's better than Tony Romo.
I'm not going to go, no, he's a rookie. I'm not doing that. But
he benefits from showing up at the very right time, mm-hmm, for this team. So we don't have any, oh, remember when it was just him and four interception games and when he looked awful? We don't know what Dak looked like when he crappy.
Yeah.
Because he ain't been there yet.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Man, not knock on wood, Cowboy fans. Looking good. Hey, I can't wait to hear. Shout out to the ladies at the Gridiron Gals, the football podcast out there. They're both, one's a Ravens fan, one's a Cowboy fan. Last year they said
they played each other today.
They were going to Texas to watch the game. I can't wait to hear that.
I would love to get them on the show.
Yeah, I was like, somebody was there. NFL chick just got her drank on with them Ravens.
Oh,
Ravens, man, I was like, they was putting up a fight.
Yeah.
Just couldn't hold it.
They were trying.
You're like, Ezekiel Elliott, quiet.
I mean, the Ravens, I don't know, man. I don't know what's missing with them. I mean, they're dinged up and nicked up, but I don't like to use that as an excuse for teams, but.
Okay, so we are talking about these two teams, and I have two things about both of these teams. First, we got to talk about Tony Romo. When you tweeted it, you was not feeling that they basically were like, go up there, Tony, and tell everybody for us that Dak Prescott is the starter.
Well, I just thought kudos to Tony Romo, because his speech was amazing and incredible, and that, mm-hmm, showed true leadership of a leader of your team. But I just thought it was kind of weak for no coaches, no GM. No, Jerry Jones always want to talk, yet you can't say what Tony Romo said. I mean, I was waiting for somebody in management or a coach or something to say, you know what? We love Tony Romo, but Dak has earned the right to continue to be the starting quarterback for this team. What is wrong with that? Tony Romo got to say it? I thought that was, I was like, you know what? They don't got the balls to say it. So they're like, you know what, Tony, do you think you could do us a favor? And, Tony Romo was like, peace the fuck out. I'm leaving after this season. It fuck felt y'all. Like
he was going, I mean, you know Jerry Jones going to take care of him. He ain't just going.
He's going to send, he's right. He's not going to ship him to the Browns.
But this was one of those, I got you, but we might need you to fall on the sword a little bit.
And it's like, dude, and you could tell he was kind of emotional.
Yeah, and that I did like, because you don't get to see it often. And he said, and I read it somewhere too, it's different because you all, you know, that's the only position that ain't really coming out. It's not coming off the field.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to switch offensive linemen, running backs, DBs, all that. Everybody gets a break except for the quarterback. You know, so he's always the one that like, hey, you know, I know you hurt his eye. You know, you'll be okay. Then he'll come back, take it for the team. But then it's like, oh, it's your turn.
Yep.
And I like that he was like, yeah, I want to play. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. Like, I'm cool with this. I'm not. I was like,
he's
I'm not.
Earned it.
Right. But I'm not going to be that dude that's just going to ruin everything just because of me. I'm not going to be an individual.
I'm not going to be selfish.
Right. Like, he's playing well. You know, you mentor the guy. You pass on certain things to what you know. Like, hey, you know, somebody did it for me. Because this is how you get the job.
Yeah.
Somebody get hurt. Somebody not playing well. Young guy comes in, balls, and then the other guy's holding the clip.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to be an asshole? Or are you just going to be like, you know what? That's all right. I'm going to keep working and challenging you. And if this is the end, then this is the end. Yeah. I'll go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think this is it for him. People wonder, should he retire?
He's not going to retire.
No, nobody wants to. He's going to probably have to be forced. But you can't say, oh, well, he's taking so much of a hit, he shouldn't try. He's like, no, I won't try.
Yeah.
If I try with the Broncos or Arizona or whoever, like they like, Carson Palmer, you can go.
Yeah.
Like, damn. You know, if he tries somewhere else, doesn't work, you at least have to feel like I tried.
Yeah. I gave it 100%. Yeah. It just didn't work.
I had somewhere in me, but maybe, and, you know, but Father Time or, you know, my body just says,
I mean,
nah.
Look at Peyton Manning last year. He was boo-boo. Yeah. And it was like, you know what?
That's part of the reason why LJ be saying paper champions.
He can say what he wants.
Right.
The paper says we won. Period.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Like this paper in my hand that's covering up this 1,000 diamond ring in your face.
That says Broncos Super Bowl champions. Period. It don't say Raiders on it.
But yeah, man, I gave Romo love, and hey, I think, man, he's gonna come back
absolutely
somewhere next season.
Which is another reason I wouldn't mind having him in Denver. That's another leader we can add to our locker room. And he's boys with DeMarcus Ware. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you take you kind of like, all right, I'm gonna swallow it and go ahead and do the thing. But it was one of those like people like, oh, I can have him in my locker room. There's no like, oh, he a diva quarterback. Eh, I don't know.
And there was a lot of talk of that early on in his career. Mm-hmm. He's a diva. He date Jessica Simpson and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, this man's a leader.
Mm-hmm.
These guys play.
He go out and plays.
Des Bryant loves the man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
he wouldn't love him.
These guys love Tony Romo. So clearly he's showing some leadership skills. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. If you want to come on down to Denver, come on down. We got John Elway who can help you out. Gary Kubiak. We got you, bro.
Yeah.
We got you.
And, you know, about the other quarterback some news I saw about this word passion, Ray Lewis was questioning Joe Flacco's passion. Said he never really saw it. Part of the reason why his play is bad.
Yeah, I didn't. I actually didn't hear the comment itself. I mean, I heard that he lacks passion, but I didn't hear the whole thing. But, I mean, from what most people have said, he's not like a big time like rah 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 guy. He's cool. Like what does Terrell Suggs call him? Joe Cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's cool. He's calm. He doesn't get rattled like that. And sometimes there are dudes like that who is just like, you ain't got to show all the emotion. And like Ray Lewis was over emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doing the dance and he tackles somebody and he going buck wild. That's fine, but sometimes you ain't got to be this rah-rah guy to be a leader and whatever the case may be.
Is he putting
in the work?
Right.
That's all you asked for?
Right.
Didn't he win you a Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So then what you talking about? See, Ray Lewis just start. He Sometimes these dudes get into the chair after they retire and they start chirping.
It's always a certain thing that we like when it comes to players. So we prefer our players to be overly passionate, mm-hmm. you know, but to a point.
Yeah.
Unless you come like Dez Bryant or Odell Beckham, then it's like, wait a minute.
You're too passionate.
Now you're too passionate.
It's like, where's the line then? Right.
But then if he just, you know, I put a hard hat on. I'm just coming to work. And like, you just made a play. Fist bump, and that's it. That's all you get. You ain't, motherfucker!
You ain't discount, double-checking or nothing.
Like, check this championship belt out. You just kind of like, I pump my fist, high-five my teammates, go over here.
That's why I love Peyton Manning. Because Peyton Manning would just be like, boom, got him, boom. That's it.
Yeah, some people not like that.
You ain't got, I mean, everybody ain't Tom Brady.
Passion does not equal winner.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't Tom Brady running down the field and smacking helmets with everybody. Like, some people just don't do that. Like Dak Prescott. He don't seem that emotional. Like, he's just kind of like, I'm going about my business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, so yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, this is going to come up again in the NBA. I'm like, I don't hear somebody taking shots, but something about pay. We know that, about that.
Mm-hmm.
That Thursday night game finally had a good one. Carolina barely pulled it out. I'm like, I don't know what's up with y'all. Do y'all?
I just don't know, man. Cam don't look the same.
They needed that. I was like, if y'all lose this game, that's it. Like, that was the nail in the coffin.
But I felt for Luke Kuechly, man.
Dude,
getting carted off, and you can see the emotion in his eye. I hate seeing that, dude. Because these guys know. They've played enough to know when they get carted off and they tearing up and they got emotional.
You know
something is bad.
But then even though he was like, it was just a concussion.
He was out like 3-4 games last year with a concussion. So mm-hmm. it could be one of those things where he's thinking, shit, how many more of these can I take?
Yeah, really?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know what it is.
You don't want to put that. Not trying to put yourself through all that because you're like, maybe it might be the.
It might be
the one time I decide to go, like, fucking, let me try again. That might be it.
Yeah, man. So I felt for Luke Kuechly because I like Luke Kuechly as a player.
Mm-hmm.
And for Carolina, that is a huge loss. You just lost the leader of your defense. Like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they way.
What more can go wrong?
I'm looking at the stats. They way back. I mean, they still take me behind New Orleans, but I was like, you staying afloat barely.
Aren't they behind Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay making the playoffs.
Who helped y'all out today?
Early Norse Awards to Tampa Bay for beating them Chiefs, baby.
Hey, Teddy D, Baylor shouting you out now.
Teddy D.
You're going to be like, thank you.
Boom. I'm shouting you out, Teddy D. Thank you for your team helping me out. And we play them coming out the bye. Which means we can take that second place lead.
Yeah, I need that bye.
Oh, son.
We're going to see what they do in Mexico.
Dude, their Kansas City's offense is whack. Like, I'm serious. Their offense is terrible.
There's no pop, nothing.
I mean, thank God, finally, Travis Kelce had a 100-yard day, but I'm like, Spencer Ware ain't going off like he was earlier in the season.
Now, Tampa
I don't know
Bay,
what it is.
Yeah, Tampa Bay's not pushover. They can be bad. I mean, 5-5 right now.
Hey.
Not bad.
No, they're not terrible. But
got Doug Martin back. Mike Evans, 6-4, 105. Look, they just, you know, they can be scrappy at times.
Mm-hmm. Famous James.
I heard a stat that fool's ever since going back to college, he's been involved in at least a scoring play in every single game he's played in, from like college even to his pros.
Yep.
Like,
he scores. I give it to him. The man scores.
A touchdown or a run touchdown or something.
I still would have taken Marcus Mariota ahead of him, but that's neither here nor there.
Hey, man, that was a good that's all Indy. Good win by Indy.
Solid win by
Indy.
That
was necessary, too.
And yeah, they needed that. But, man, Tennessee is scrappy, man.
Mm-hmm.
They fight.
To put up 45 against Green Bay.
Shit out of Green Bay. Marcus Mariota is that dude. I'm sorry. Get what you heard.
Yeah, they was down 21-0. I was like, oh, shit.
I think they said this is third straight game with multiple touchdowns. I'm like, this is why I would say I would have picked him ahead of Jameis. That man is a beast. And now they got DeMarco. They are building something down there, man. DeMarcus, like I said, Alshon Jeffrey, knocking at your door. Just stay off the PEDs.
Oh, that dude. I couldn't believe that. Like, really? Four games for violating PEDs? Like, what?
I thought, I've tweeted out, I was like, maybe he was trying to take supplements to avoid getting hurt, which didn't work, but early free agency, but he lost money.
Yeah,
he did. Just lost money.
He did, because I was like, well, now that I know that, now that you're on a list, you got dinged, so now you're on a list.
Value has plummeted. Yeah,
because now you may get suspended again.
Mm-hmm. So.
But yeah,
DeMar. But he owned it. Mm-hmm. He owned it, so I give it to him for that. But yeah, Tennessee, man, good job. But Indy, y'all, they staying alive. They by a thread.
Barely. Wait, let me see what they. What is in their division?
The worst team in football, Jacksonville. Jacksonville sucks.
Detroit was on them. I was like, damn it, I should have grabbed Detroit defense.
Yeah.
The weekend, like two returns.
Freaking Baylor had Detroit's D today. I'm like, thank you. Yeah, I mean. Detroit's defense looked good. Their offense looked boo. Yeah,
Tennessee is now like a half game behind.
Mm.
Only two games behind Houston. Yo, like that's gonna be interesting how that division end. Who Yo, want it?
Raiders. I need y'all to handle business because I got y'all defense this upcoming week. So handle business against Brock Osweiler. He sucks anyway.
No, what you
get some picks. No,
what you want is
I need y'all to get some picks, some sacks, and Houston wins.
Right. That'd be an ugly game. 10-7, hella turnovers.
And Houston and wins.
And a field goal for the win.
That's all
this
I need.
Is 12-9. And for people can be like, oh, this is Monday night, thanks.
Give me a return touchdown, please. Just do something for me. And lose.
Oh, man, who else is bottom out? Arizona. Playing so long, Blair Walsh. That's what happens, kickers. You get on, you hit a bad streak. Yeah, we're getting rid of you. Because I was like, Blair Walsh was like money all the time.
He was. He was a high pick in fantasy back in the day. But, yeah.
This season, he is struggling.
He's missed PATs. I don't, like, look, I get they moved it back. But I don't understand how so many kickers are missing these daggum PATs
what
is now.
It was like a 25 to, what, 40 now?
It was like a chip shot.
Yeah, like 20 something feet. But now I think it's like
almost, 35 yeah. or almost 40.
That ain't easy.
It ain't easy, but at the same time, like I don't know, man.
Yeah, today is like 11 PATs.
That's ridiculous. All kickers need to be fired right now. Let's just go for two on all fourth down all the time. Cause I don't understand it.
That makes it interesting.
I need to try out. I need to try out for the kicker position.
Let's see. Oh, since we was talking about foe getting hurt. Peter, where you at? Yeah, just keep ruining my damn fantasy day. I have already had CJ Prosize who I picked up. Now, in the same damn league, I got two Bengals. Which Bengals, you say? These Bengals. The A.J. Green suffers a torn hamstring.
I think it was the first play of the game.
Multiple weeks. Seemed like he more likely.
He ain't playing this season.
They whack. They losing. You're like, what the fuck? Like, come on. I already lost.
Yeah, I got him.
Adrian Peterson early in the season, like, dude, this is you killed me. So now my number one pick's gone.
I got AJ Green in the ESPN league, and I'm like, damn, man, come on.
And he was my dude. I was like, he was my anchor.
He was money.
And then, like, oh, okay. Well, let's see what I got. All right. Oh, wait, my backup, running back, Giovanni Bernard, torn ACL. I'm like, you motherfucker.
He's like, well, he ain't coming back till mid next season. This for real. 2016 has been the worst year for fantasy injuries. I'm talking about third, fourth stringers now need to be picked up.
Jeez.
It's ridiculous.
Oh yeah, I saw it. I was like, you out of your damn mind.
For those of y'all who do like super research in your fantasy, kudos to you because I'm like, who do I pick up now?
Yeah, and even just non-fantasy, just injuries and period. The Bears lost guard Kyle Long for the season.
He's injury prone. Yeah,
Bills placed their center Eric Wood on IR.
Oh, Lord.
The Chargers.
Brandon Meebane.
Yep, bicep injury. He out for the season. You're like, Lord. Come on. Come on. Stop with it. Stop.
Yeah, these injury gods, this ain't the year. They are not pleased this year. God, nobody can stay healthy. It seems like the healthiest teams are the ones who making the playoffs. Because I know it sounds weird, like, duh, but you can afford some injuries. Mm-hmm. But they have been piling this year, it seems.
It's ridiculous.
They just keep coming.
Let's see what else. Yeah, we out here in LA and it was raining today. I guess it didn't help out Jared Goff for his first
dude. He looked doo doo. I'm sorry. He's dinked and dunked all day. I was sick of seeing him throw 3-yard passes. That got annoying. I'm like, look, I get they rookies, dude. Let them throw it down the field a couple times. Jesus Christ.
Because the team is like, I ain't here today and babysit you. This ain't basketball where it's like, hey, you can learn on the fly and lose a couple times. You're like, dude, you get 2 losses, we out.
I get it, but geez,
this one just
man.
This one hurt because they was up.
Hey,
10-0.
Shout out to Todd Gurley. Gave me a great game.
Yeah, probably his best game of the season.
Money.
20 for 76 in a touchdown.
Oh, he got 20 carries. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, now you got Jared Goff. Can't sling it.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Miami.
Yeah, this was a damn ugly defensive game.
That one play, though, with Jarvis Landry was nonsense. Because normally when you get bunch tackled and gang tackled like that, the refs are like, all right, end of the play. They let that sucker go and the O-line ran up and was like pushing him. It was like, what? Is that how we do it now?
I didn't like because I had Ajayi on my team and I was sitting here like,
oh, the dude I was playing had him and I was like, thank you.
Nah, that team they pushed him in. I was like, fall. God damn it!
But I was just like,
get to the one. Hey, first down. He didn't get in. Oh yeah.
I'm like, when you're gang tackled like that, don't they normally whistle it dead?
It's funny. You would think so, but I guess when they going forward, it's all good. Like if you take a few steps backwards, all right, that's it.
I guess, man. I don't know all the rules, I guess. Like, okay.
Yeah, that was a little.
Oh, my God. And R. Kelly just scored again. You know what? You know what? I can't. Well, looks like these Redskins are going to come out with a W.
Hey.
Good night. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he on vacation.
Oh, excuse me. Good Lord. It must be nice to be 8 again.
Yeah, get the whole week off.
Oh, what? I need to go back to elementary school.
I know.
And be like Billy Madison. I never graduated.
But, man, since you talking about this game, what? I've been hearing some stuff. Now, I was flipping. I listened to Colin Cowherd. And I didn't see any reports. I didn't actually get to look. But it's funny now, Packers struggling. You know, like I said, Tennessee put 47 up on their ass. Now 2.5 minutes left, Redskins putting up 41 on them.
Yeah, Rude Boy was like, what the hell's going on with Green Bay? I'm like, defense, that's what?
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, on Colin, there was a lot of chirping on his sources about Aaron Rodgers is an ass and –
well, people have been saying that for years.
It's all about him.
Even when they were winning, people were saying that. So, I mean, to me, that's no excuse now. I mean, that.
No, of course
not. I mean, it probably doesn't help now, well, now that you're losing. But when they were winning, they were saying the same thing. Mm-hmm. That he was arrogant. And
that's how it worked. When you're winning, everybody love you. Like, winning.
Well, winning cures all.
Yeah, all the winning is a great aroma. Yeah. High as the stench. Now that you're losing, it's like, oh.
You're an asshole.
Yeah, really? Like, where? You ain't shit.
But.
Dude, this is bad.
Yeah. They're not looking good. That defense, man, their secondary has been ravaged by injuries, man. They lost both their starting corners. It's not the same defense. It's not the same defense. Clay Matthews just came back today.
Yeah.
There's just too many injuries.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't rely on Aaron Rodgers to do everything.
You can't have a guy who just carry it and yeah, you can only they only you only elite for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can carry the whole team on my back. I was like, yeah, but that usually doesn't get you a Super Bowl. I mean, you got one.
Yeah, you got one years ago.
And you ain't been back since. You're close, but ask fans how we feel about close. We give a fuck. Like, yeah, close.
Who's better now, Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers?
Yep. Oh, it's clearly Aaron Rodgers. Now I'm like, well.
Was Brett Favre really that bad? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm looking here. Jared Cook went off. Randall Cobb. I don't know.
All I care about is Jordan Starks gave me a touchdown. Give me another one in this 2-minute drive. Please.
Oh, he caught a reception. He got reception yards.
Dude, R. Kelly got 23 carries, 137, and 3 touchdowns. And he's on my bench. What is wrong with me? Well, ProSize is injured, so I guess I know who my starter is going forward, don't I? Matt Jones, you ain't never getting your job back.
Nah, he ain't.
You ain't never getting it back.
That feeling when you leave.
I mean, this is the look at this. Aaron Rodgers is a leading rusher with 3 carries for 33 yards. What?
Yeah,
only and he's throwing for 355 and 3 touchdowns. What more do you want the man to do? Yeah, he can't do everything.
Yeah, only 84 yards total. Man, you take his out, it's only 51 yards by the running backs.
But Kirk Cousins is putting up almost 400 and 3 TDs. That defense is ass. Yeah. God, their defense is whack.
Hey, man, that NFC is making a little push.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting division. Oh, man.
And yeah.
Right. Hey, the Giants won again.
Yeah, took advantage. They making the case. Dallas won, I'm saying.
Well, I mean, they did play the Bears. That ain't much to sneeze at.
No, Bears is ravaging all that. Hey. Oh, and before we get into it, yes.
I just hope we can win a game.
Yes! I told you you jinxed him, my friend. You should have never said we ain't going 0-16. Now you're going 0-16.
Yep, lost to Pittsburgh 24-9.
24-9.
Now, I think that, their quarterback got hurt.
Cody Kessler got hurt again.
Yeah, had to put Josh McCown in.
Who looks doo-doo.
14-27, 118. He did have a touchdown. Got 8 sacks.
Jesus! Wish I'd have played that Pittsburgh defense.
I grabbed them, and at first I was like, oh, shit, I picked Denver. And so I was like, I should have picked Detroit. They already got 2 scores. But luckily, fumbling. Sack, fumble, get it in zone, touchdown. All right. Le'Veon Bell, 28 carries, 146 yards and a touchdown. All of Cleveland rushing, 33 yards.
Oh, Jesus. Aaron Rodgers type numbers.
You got Terrell Pryor, 5 catches, 97 yards. Get your paper.
Dude,
somewhere else.
Clearly, they are picking a quarterback in the draft coming up. Because, I mean, I think Corey Coleman had like 12 targets or something like that. And do squat.
Yeah, 4 for 39.
Like, what? What?
Terrell Pryor had 10 targets on for him.
And they do nothing.
Oh, and remember when Andrew Hawkins was a name?
Yep.
He got a target.
Yep. Hey, if Josh McCown's in, though, you know Gary Barnage getting touches.
Mm-hmm. He got that touchdown.
Yeah, clearly, of course. Oh, and last but not least. Yes, New England beat San Francisco.
Yeah.
Whoopity.
Figured that as much.
Whoopity do.
Bringing it up. Don't even need to go through his stats. Probably no interceptions again.
What did he have? 3 touchdowns?
Oh, 24-40, 280, 4 touchdowns, only sacked once.
I hate Tom Brady. God. I mean, the man is great. I can't deny his greatness. God, he's so annoying.
Yeah, LeGarrette Blount just ran all over them fools.
That's why I started him. I'm telling you, if you got a running back against San Francisco, start him.
Jesus, is Julian Edelman awake now? 17 targets.
Well, there was no Gronk.
Yeah, 8 for 77 touchdowns. 17 damn targets. Did Martellus Bennett get hurt? He got 2 targets. Damn. Everybody's like, oh, he going to step up.
He about to make a ruckus. I want out of here. Okay, we'll ship you to Cleveland.
Yep. I'm good. I'll play along.
Oh, man.
I mean, so yeah, heading into week 12.
All right, week 12. Let's see what we got.
Are we out of this bye crap? Because Jesus.
I think we are.
Oh my God, that was horrible. Oh yeah, Thursday, chicken, turkey day, excuse me. Let's see who we got.
We got three games.
Yeah, because we got, because Dallas and Detroit always play.
Oh, that's right. I always feel like Green Bay always used to play on Thanksgiving.
It did feel like it, too. So you got Minnesota at Detroit.
Big game for both teams.
That game feel like it's going to be ugly.
Oh, tremendously. I am not starting Marvin Jones at all.
No, I'm still starting. I'm going to still start Stafford. What's probably going to happen is going to be ugly as hell. Detroit's going to be down again for the 27th time in a row in the fourth quarter, and they're going to win.
Yep. Oh, Washington, your joy might
Washington
end.
At Dallas.
Your joy is going to end very quickly. I know it's a division game.
Televised. Look, Washington going in confident.
And it is it's a big game for a rookie on prime time.
Right, and now, you know, the streaks only last so long.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you start, you know, hey, you smelling it. It's 9+. Ain't no other Dallas team did this.
Mm.
People start, you know, week 12. People start talking playoff. Are you going to get us? Are you going
to
get us
to the Super Bowl?
You getting a bye. Are we going to start resting you?
I don't know.
And then the NBC late game, Pittsburgh at Colts.
No, it should be Washington and Dallas late. Sorry.
Pittsburgh. We probably not eating at that point yet. My in-law. I'm like, that's fine. where are we going to be? All right. I'm going to be here. Let me know when the food on.
Well, that's another big game for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them 5-5. So.
Both need it.
Mm-hmm.
Should be more of a shootout, we hope. Get some excitement. We hope so.
These are ugly games this week.
And Cincinnati at Baltimore.
Baltimore beat them.
Look, Arizona at Atlanta should be good.
I'm expecting Atlanta to beat the brakes off them.
The way Arizona came today.
Especially Atlanta coming off a bye. Mm-hmm. They're going to beat the brakes off
them. Losing to Minnesota. Come on. Giants, you get Cleveland. Don't be that one.
Please don't be that one.
Seattle at Tampa Bay. Feel like a trap.
Yeah.
Feel like a trap.
Yeah.
But that ain't not at home either. Carolina at Oakland.
Hey, come on, Panthers. Pull the upset,
Superman,
baby.
Superman, where you at?
Pull it. Cam, come on.
Hand out some.
You got a super long week of rest. Come on, baby.
Yeah. Do this. Put a smile on your face.
Please do. Because we got that Sunday night game. And I'm like, I need that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the game of the week.
Kansas City at Denver.
7-3 against 7-3. Let's go, son. Let's go, son. Von Miller, I need you to put Alex Smith on the ground like 5 times. Let's go.
That's going to be a good defensive
game. Let's go.
Good defensive game.
Let's go. And then Monday night is whack.
Green Bay at Philly.
Oh, my gosh. Rude Boy and Kmart. Y'all better win, man. Especially with all these teams dropping 40 on Green Bay. Y'all better drop 40. Rookie or not.
Yeah, it's a big game.
And throw the ball to Jordan Matthews 25 times. Because he seems to be the only receiver capable of doing anything. Golly, man.
Are the Jets going to put up any fight at New England?
Really? Really? They at home too. New England is about to beat
the
brakes off them.
Tom Brady, 20 of 38, 280 yards, 12 touchdowns.
What it seems like it's going to be. Oh, and Jared Goff is going to New Orleans. Good luck.
Mm.
Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Yeah, you're going to need something because that defense playing, but you playing in New Orleans.
God, that offense is horrible.
Come on. Drew Brees, I need you to wake up.
Yeah, I need you to throw the ball to Brandon Cooks, please.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the fantasy football playoffs are round away. Tight.
Hey, it's getting tight, but I might be pulling in at least in one. I know in our happy hour league, I'm ninth, so I'm done with that one. The other one, I'm sixth. About to be fifth. So I can squeak in for a wild card, and I gotta get a streak going.
Yeah, I gotta check
somehow, some way.
I gotta check one. I'm not sure, man. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna come right back. Some NBA news, college football. Work our way down to the awards, and you know how we do.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. Hey, y'all ready for some Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour? You kidding me?
Kaylee. All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to hit us up, y'all want to talk some football, let us know what you think. We getting close. Playoffs is getting very close. Fantasy football, I mean, you feeling good heading in? Frustrated like some of us over here? Let us know your thoughts on your team, man. How you feeling? Via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Voicemail, 323-455-4219. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts. Let us know your frustrations. And fantasy-wise, if you need to vent, feel free.
Holla.
That's what's up. All right, so, yeah, I mean, jumping into this NBA, some of the bigger topics. I mean, first, the big thing that came on was LeBron James and Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson had an interview for, he was a magazine or something, had some comments. Basically talking with Pat Riley and, you know, how today's players might be a little spoiled. And he brought up, I guess, the point when LeBron James wanted to stay an extra day in Cleveland, which I guess normally they don't do. And he mentioned, he referred to LeBron's friends that he rose with as a posse. And LeBron James didn't take too kindly to that.
I can imagine.
I mean, came off to was like, he basically fucked Phil Jackson.
I've lost mad respect
for him. He wouldn't be using that term if he was like, well, I wasn't black. He ain't calling all these other people named posse. You know, a lot of people have come out at his back. I know Kevin Durant commented. I know Carmelo. You know, was kind of like, I understand where LeBron's coming from. You know, I don't think Phil Jackson meant it in that tone. However, I don't know what Phil meant to say. I don't know what he meant by it.
Y'all ask him.
Right. It's
and this, Phil Jackson still hasn't come out and say anything.
He didn't come out and say nothing. I mean, this is Phil.
I mean, he's used that term before in the past, from what people have said. I guess in one of the books he wrote.
Yeah.
He mentioned that same term. Look, it was a piss poor choice of words.
Yes.
He could have said, you know, his friends, his business partners.
He make it like these are your weed rollers.
like seriously. Like, I mean, it came across like he's, you know, these hanger-ons and these leeches. And it's like, dude, these are my business partners. These are my boys.
Yeah. And LeBron James is a guy who, you know, like I said, with Maverick Carter and Rich Paul. You know, he's an agent and a manager for a lot of business. I mean, he's empowered his childhood friends, like, to propel them for bigger and better things.
And that's
like giving them opportunities to make careers for themselves, not just, oh, since they my friends, then they living off of my money.
I take care of them.
Right.
They take care of themselves. And they take care of other athletes. So I'm like, LeBron's done a great thing here. So to poo-poo it, low-key, as Phil Jackson did, it's very disrespectful. Now, I'm not going to sit here and be like, Phil Jackson racist. I'm not going that far. I don't think he meant it in a racist tone, per se.
No, he just used words.
He used words that...
It would not use it when describing another group of people.
Because I mean,
friends with, and they crew.
The movie, The Posse, is about black cowboys. I'm just saying. So, It's always, you know, crew or your posse or, your entourage or no, you know, why can't they just be my friends?
Right. Because if you say your entourage, and it's just like, oh, like I got all these people just here just because.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And then from what I've heard, I believe it was Rachel Nichols, where she said that the event in question that Phil Jackson brought up was around Thanksgiving. And he basically wanted to, and he had the team stay an extra day so he could have them all over for fucking Thanksgiving dinner. And then it was like, oh, so you didn't even do your research as to why he chose to stay and not to stay home.
Of course not.
Oh, it's a team building thing. Oh, from a guy who's supposedly selfish. Right.
Phil just used a piss poor choice of words. And you know, honestly, he should come out and apologize.
Yeah, but now it's at the thing where you're like, bro, this ain't you rolling. This ain't Chicago and Michael Jordan. This ain't Chad Kobe Lakers. You ain't living the good life. Everybody not kissing your ass. Everybody not sucking your dick. Everybody not drinking Phil Jackson water. Oh, he the greatest coach ever. Phil Jackson can't do nothing wrong. Oh, he say something. He just playing mind games. You a GM of a team that's struggling.
And my thing is, why are you commenting on somebody else's team anyway? You need to be focusing on your own team who sucks.
Oh, well, I don't like play. Like, dude, you're old. That's what it's starting to sound like. You're old. You and Pat Riley, we don't want to. This is how it used to be. Well, I'm like, look, honestly, if you want to blame somebody, blame David Stern. Because David Stern is the one who decided that the best way to make this league successful is to be all about star players.
Yep.
So now you're like, whoa, you're not giving LeBron James special treatment? Nigga, did you see what happened when he left Cleveland and went to Miami?
The whole city took a downturn.
Cleveland fell the hell off. Miami all of a sudden, oh, they winning 80 games. Just pencil them in for a championship right now. They ain't got to do nothing.
And then went back to Cleveland and won a chip.
Been to the finals 6 straight times. Like, he is, wherever he go, he the draw. I'll go back to Cleveland. They going to win the championship. Like, what? Cleveland just
was terrible.
They was ass. Oh, now he here now. Oh, okay. Well, that changes everything.
He's a great player, man. He's one of the best.
Yeah, Pat Riley, where his team at now?
Doo-doo. Sorry, Storm. Yeah, apologies.
But, yo, and like Phil Jackson, this just not, you're a GM. You are, people assume when you looking for people to bring to the team, you the one looking. Now you done said something that kind of pissed some guys off. So now it's like, do I even want to come play for New York?
There we go.
Now, there are going to be some guys who, even if they would take the money, dealing with Phil Jackson, like, oh, he like that? Nah, I'm good.
Yep.
Now, you know, the other 80%, they like, fuck it, this is a check. They paying me. I like New York. I ain't got to deal with Phil only but so much. I don't care. But, you know, it's the same thing with the Lakers. It was like, oh, with LaMarcus Aldridge. Oh, y'all just shelling me on
what
LA life? You ain't trying to win? That's a bad look. So, I mean, it worked. It worked over the summer, but now, I don't know, Phil. You done put your foot in your mouth.
Yep.
No.
Now, and as a GM, oh, buddy.
Yeah, and I didn't expect LeBron to go on, but I think LeBron just, you know, one, I'm like, he didn't have to go all and say all that. But I just think that he's probably heard it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that one just hit a nerve. So I'm like, all right, I understand. Kmart, Bulls win, baby.
Mm. 118 to 110.
Hey, man.
Boom, son. Boom, son.
The Lakers are scrappy.
Yeah, they are.
Cause they was pushing my Spurs, baby.
Woo! One without D Wade. Woo! Victory.
Yeah, I love the 10-man. I love the 10-man rotation for the Lakers.
I like what they're doing.
Yeah, I think Luke has a plan.
I gotta admit, Larry Nance Jr. is much better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was a waste of a draft pick, but that kid got boosties.
He's got up. He's very athletic. Nice IQ. Very smart.
Like his daddy.
Mm-hmm. So he can't, I mean, I can't. He does a great job. He comes in because he's not just an energy guy. Mm-hmm. He is the energy guy for that team, but he does more than that.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was a great pickup. I mean, yeah, Nick Young hitting buckets. Lou Williams coming off the bench. But see, that's what you need. You have to have youth and veterans in there making a presence known. Even Miles Goff looking good. Ooh. You know, now Luau Deng struggling a little something. You know, but, you know, you take that.
Jimmy Butler dropped 40. Mm. Give me that. Give me them cookies, baby.
Oh, no fooling and balling. We already seen, what's the name, lost tonight. Your boy, Spirit.
Oh, Spirit. OKC, man. After a hot start.
Yeah.
They are falling.
Although,
yeah. I mean, they're six right now, so they're 8-6, so.
Yeah, I mean, they're still looking, you know, good. But, I mean, of course it is like one do and. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, I thought Oladipo, Steven Adams would have a much bigger impact than they are.
Well, he just had – there's no number two scorer. Like, well, if I'm off, this dude is going to carry the load for me. They don't have it.
Part of it's the offense, too. I mean, it's pretty much give it to Russ and go. There's no movement. There's no motion. There's
he got
to
create.
He got to create everything. Yeah, he literally has to do everything.
Yeah, another stat game: 31 points, 15 assists, 11 boards.
That's ridiculous. Hey,
13-34, 7 turnovers. But I mean, he got the ball all the damn time.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's got the ball for 48 minutes. You know, so you expect him to do everything.
Yeah, so that's gonna be hard. What else on here? Oh, the other thing, speaking of Russell Westbrook, it came out that Michael Jordan was praising him because he inducted him in the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. Loved him for his sense of loyalty.
He got inducted into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
Yeah, same thing that Durant had. Like,
oh, where, okay.
And talking about how his passion resembles mine. And I was like, see, here we go.
And he said it wasn't a shot at KD, but it was. We all know it was.
Yeah, like Jordan, come on. after your Hall of Fame speech, you can't say nothing and be like, I wouldn't talk shit.
The most epic speech ever.
You ain't giving it. Spirit. The most hated induction. I'm just throwing out hate.
Spirit, you need to replay that that speech again. That thing can
when
be played
you talk about
every
that.
Time. Yeah, for real. No, but I mean, we've said though that like when it comes to Westbrook, got that he has that drive, yeah. He has that passion.
Yeah, I just get frustrated because
But this
I
goes
don't
back
hate
to what
Kevin
we said
Durant
right?
before. But it's just like, why is it always if your personality does not resemble Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant? You whack.
Well, it goes back to what I said earlier, too, about when we were talking about Joe Flacco. Like, you don't have to be a rah-rah guy to be a leader or be passionate about what you do. You go in, you put in the work, you go home. Man. There's nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's why it's always like, oh, with Kevin Durant. Look, folks talk about this with LeBron James. LeBron James did not have a Kobe Bryant personality.
Nope.
Oh, he won't pass. Take the shot and all that. You know, especially now he got 3 rings, especially coming back 3-1. Now ain't nobody saying now it's quiet. Now nobody is saying anything about LeBron James and his personality and his passion.
I do love when he dunks on Cass and just gives him that look. Like, I'm a mashed on you, nigga.
Yeah, everybody not be like that's just frustrating. And then the whole look, I am because it didn't happen, I'm still going to wonder, like, if Kevin Durant did come back.
With Westbrook leaving.
And you know, because if he comes back and signs, I don't think he signs an extension. I think he's like, oh, well, I'm going to just wait then. Because we all assume Kevin Durant was going to sign a one-year deal or a two-year with a one-out so he mm-hmm. can get the 10
get that max money.
Right. And you figured, all right, well, clearly they had to lock up Steven Adams.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wait, you know. Westbrook gonna want that full on 5 year, whatever. All it will be was he leaving. He wanna be the man. It's like, what, a guy who was the man who was the guy in Oklahoma City, left. So you became the guy by default. So it's not like you had to leave to go get it.
In all honesty, the way KD's playing right now, he seems to be the man in Golden State. Yeah, he's like the number one option.
Because every time, and you can tell, because every time they bring it up, KD, Warriors versus, I'm like,
oh, well, he be dropping like 30. I know,
but it's shocking that I'm like,
he's what happened to Steph Curry?
It's starting to get, oh, he get top billing. Like,
what happened to Steph Curry?
Now look, I said it on the show. To me, Kevin Durant's second best player in the league. I think Kevin Durant is better than Steph Curry.
Yes, he's the second best player in the world.
So
I've been said that.
But it is shocking to read sometime when he gets the headline, he gets the first name. I'm like, damn, this
is he the best player on the team.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And Clay starting to ball too.
Yeah. Doing a little mold. Yeah, they starting to get it together.
Pull up that trade value.
Yeah, I just saw that and was like, oh my God, like, stop.
Sources said.
Everybody.
He can go to Boston. Like, oh my God, really?
And I was like, he played. You know, that's funny thing. Now that he's been in the league, now he's MVP candidate, now Westbrook. Oh, this reminds me of Michael Jordan. 3 years ago, he reckless. He plays out of control. You know, shit. What happens? Now, funny thing. What happens when DeMarcus Cousins goes to a franchise that knows how to get the most out of him, and he balls out and plays with that same passion, goes to the playoffs, actually is actually in some meaningful games? Ooh, I love his passion. He reminds me of Jordan. Like, he played with that tenacity. Like, oh, here we go. Here it is. I can't stand it. Maybe because I'm not that dude. You know, people hear our show, he'd be like, all right, Jonathan got that Jordan mentality.
I'm like, no, I don't have the Jordan mentality. I have the Jonathan mentality.
Yeah, on all y'all niggas.
I mean, look, yeah, do I get passionate? You daggum right. That's just me. This is why Chris and I work well together, with the yin and yang.
Mm-hmm. That's just funny, but yeah, I'm trying to think what else is going on. Wait, let me check the standings. We saw who got a win? Oh, New Orleans got a win.
Yeah, we have no more winless teams.
Nope. Philly got three.
Philly wins. Got 3 wins.
Yeah,
and I think, 3 wins.
I think Noel coming back soon.
Hey, dude, Joel Embiid. That whole trust the process. Yeah, trust the process. Because that kid, he's balling in like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Dad, what happens if you play 35?
Yeah, they being real.
I don't blame them.
Gentle with him.
I don't blame them.
I don't blame him either.
For him being out 2 years straight, I don't blame them at all. But he has looked really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's looked really, really good. Noel or Okafor, they got to go, man. One of them got to go.
They be shogun. No, they gonna send out both of them.
That's what it feels like at some point. They're going to send both of them out.
All right, let me pull this up while I'm pulling this up.
We fourth.
Yeah, 9-5, not good. Atlanta's good. Yeah, I know they beat Cleveland, gave them their two losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one of their two losses. Boston got Al Horford back.
And won.
Mm-hmm.
God, hit same old East. New York is 6-7 and 8th. We doing this again? Are we really about to do this again with an under 500 team about to make the playoffs? God, the East is still the East.
I don't think so. I think.
I hope not.
East should go, they'll get it together.
Teddy D! Yo, Magic are 6-7. I thought they were worse than that. Shout out. Hey, they tied for 8th. Shout out, Teddy D.
Yeah, I seen they put Aaron Gordon on the bench. Like, all right.
Good. His non-shooting self. I've been said that when he got drafted. He can't shoot.
Yeah, he was all
what does he do?
No, he kind of gives you some boards. He's
like Derrick Williams 2.0.
He needs to shoot because he feels like he's more of a 4. He's an athletic 4.
How about you working some post moves? Stop shooting. God, leave with these shooting bigs, as I call them now. These shooting bigs. I mean, like, Brooke Lopez is chucking up threes now.
I told you. I explained to you why. That's how it is.
I get it, but shit,
you
man.
Can shoot. Back up some more.
I hate that because now it's like, I'm like, dude,
Plus, so you're taking away your best rebounder to shoot three. So what happens if he misses? You got nobody to rebound the ball. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It don't make sense. Unless you Anthony Davis, you shouldn't be doing that. Because Anthony Davis can do that. Because that boy good. He put up 35, 15 boards, 5 blocks. He could do that. But Brook Lopez, he came in the league averaging 4 rebounds. Yeah. And now you taking him away from the rim?
Yeah. He going to give you like 6 boards. That's it. That's his 9.
Jeez, like.
That's why he
needs. How does your brother rebound that much better than you?
He needs Nowhere's Noel next to him.
God, he and his brother are the yin and yang. Because his brother do the dirty work, crash the boards, block shots, and Brook Lopez is all offense and nothing else. You like, dude, can we just combine the two?
Oh, shoot. Be all the fame
center. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, man. All right.
Sorry, Storm. Your Miami Heat are 4-8. Damn. Damn.
Out of time. It's another week. I still don't have a jingle for it.
Anthony. The Anthony Bennett Challenge.
That boy is good. Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
That's the jingle right there. That's the jingle.
Let's see. I'm trying to see where I left off.
Did we have a sighting at any point in the last
week? Yeah, no, he actually had some 20-minute game.
What? Yeah. Holy smokes.
I'm trying to think. All right, so let me see. So November 12th at Phoenix, 2 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Had a rebound. November 14th at the Clippers. Where they got blown out 127-95, so which means he got some time.
Nice.
7 points on 2 of 8 shooting, 1 of 5 from 3, 2 of 2 field goals, 9 rebounds, and an assist.
Well, all right. Yeah. Let's get them points up.
Which was an actually fun game to watch when they were playing the Lakers. They lost 125-118. He got 0s all across.
Oh.
It was a close game, which means he ain't playing. Friday the 18th, lost. I'm just looking at all these. L. They lost to Oklahoma City.
We knew this was happening.
21 minutes, 12 points, 4 of 8 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3.
Okay.
2 of 2 from free throw, 3 rebounds. All right.
Okay.
And then today,
he played a whopping
lost
what?
To Portland 129-109. God, y'all be getting the butt whooped. Played 6 minutes.
A whopping 6.
5 points on 1 of 2. Missed his only 3. 3 of 7 from the line. Okay. Have 4 rebounds and an assist.
Well, at least he's starting to play more. Because, God, that first week or two of the season, it was like DNP, DNP, DNP. You're like, God damn, dude. Yeah,
he's keep
blowing them out, folks.
See, that's what I'm saying. He got Louis Scola. He's got to get a bite in the Scola minutes.
Come on, man. Come on, coach. Play him.
Yeah, you got to give him. See, it's like 20 years. Get him at least a consistent 10. You get 10 minutes in there. All right, now we working.
Spirits, you getting nervous?
Yeah.
You getting nervous?
Yep, so we're writing out his average on 12 half minutes, 5.7 points, 2.4 boards, 0.6 assists, no damn blocks, 0.4 steals.
You getting nervous? Getting nervous, Spirit?
Coming on you.
You going to own us some chicken.
You know, we're like, nigga, we wish. But as you know, like I said, I don't care. Every week we coming back. What you know, the Anthony Bennett Challenge.
Good and terrible.
Exactly. I mean, Lord have mercy. That's always fun.
I'm going to enjoy it all the time. Off to college football, man. Sorry, LJ.
Sorry, City.
He's cut it. It was like trap game.
Sorry, City of Louisville. Like, oh, my God. You got the brakes beat off of y'all, boy. By Houston, I like Greg Ward Jr. and them, but I was like, they kicked your ass.
Yeah, 36-10.
Oh, man. Your O-line's garbage.
I watching that game, I was like, how the hell does Lamar Jackson do what he does? Because, and what did he run, like 21 times for 5 yards or something?
Oh, shit. Let me see this box score.
It was weird. It was terrible. This was like the one game where he ran so much for so little. And I was like, well, shit.
Oh, yeah, he ran 25 times for 33 yards.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, Lamar.
I can do that.
20 of 43, 211, only one touchdown.
This was a bad showing.
And this was a Houston team. You were like, where the hell y'all been?
Yeah, because they were in the mix early on. They
came out the mix early, and it just had some bad losses.
Yeah.
So, as we know, with the committee, they can be like, well.
Y'all ain't making it.
Nope. Because they didn't want to bump you. I thought it was like, how come they not bumped over Clemson? Oh, well, they reckon ain't better. I'm like, all right, this is why I ain't involved. I just need to look from afar. Because I'm like, wait a minute. I'm just doing the math.
Yeah. For real.
They down here. The other team ahead of them lost. They don't jump. Well, no, nah, because.
I thought 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, because it's like, well, they beat them. I'm like, yeah, but they lost a close game to Clemson. And that's the only loss up to that point.
And Clemson lost to an unranked Pittsburgh team.
Right.
Like, it just makes 1 + 1 = 2. Like, I don't get that. But whatever.
Yeah, those are some games. But, yeah, I mean, Ohio State won 1 point over Michigan State. Are they going to drop? Cause that, you know,
of course not. We're going to bump them up 5 places.
Because people say you don't have to blow teams out. But I'm like, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you didn't look that good. We're dropping you down. You're like, oh, you just pulled it out?
And Louisville's coach brought that up, Bobby Petrino, because he was like, I guess they beat a team by like 20 or something, and they didn't really move up much. And he was like, well, I guess we should have beat them by like 40 or 50 then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, that's how it goes, man. They say you don't have to blow teams out, but yes, you do.
Yeah, they keep it close. They start wondering.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're that good.
Yeah, unless you were favorite. Then they'll leave you alone.
Unless you're an SEC team.
Or the Big Ten, apparently.
Exactly.
Other games, number 9, Oklahoma beat number 14, West Virginia. They're going to want to put Oklahoma in. They're really going to want to put Oklahoma in.
I like Baker Mayfield, but come on, man. Not over why? Not over UW. Get out of here.
Yeah, because who else we got? Colorado, number 10, beat number 22, Washington State. Colorado been hanging
in. How about we put Colorado in? Let's get 2 Pac-12s in. Nah, that's wishful thinking.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah, Pac-12 be beating each other up because Oregon beat number 12, Utah 30-28.
Well, so does the SEC, and they still get 2, 3, 4, 5 teams in.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
Okay, come on. Number 15, Auburn played Alabama A&M, 55-0.
That's really going to pit them against a black college this late in the season. That ain't fair.
I know Teddy D went there. Shout out to some of the folks who went there. Hey, man, come on, shout man. Shout out.
That's nonsense. That's bullshit.
Like this late in the like.
That's what I'm saying. You play can't play like, a team this late in the season.
Like week 1 or 2.
Because that's not fair, man.
They're going to go into that.
Yeah, we're going to jump Auburn up. Twin spaces. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, Florida beat. 23-4 to beat number 10. Oh, number 16 LSU, 16-10.
Yeah, I heard that might cost Coach Orgeron his job, which I'm like, that's whack.
Yeah, it sounded like
that's
they
weak
weren't.
Sauce.
It sounded like they weren't really going to keep him.
I like Coach O, man. He did a good job with SC. He's doing a good job with LSU. He need a job.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a job. That's weak sauce.
Let me see. God,
man.
What he's standing at right now. Yes, yeah, see, Alabama that won. Alabama needs to lose 2 games.
Three.
To fall out.
They need to lose 3.
Because even if they lose 1, they still in.
They lose 5, they still in.
You know, Ohio State and say Michigan 3rd, Clemson 4th. Louisville was 5th. They dropping down.
Where's UW?
Washington was 6th. We'll see how that changes. I mean, SC moving up looking good. They beat UCLA.
Watch.
Baylor, I hate that.
Watch. Ohio State is going to beat Michigan or whatever, and they just gonna flip them. We'll make you the winner gets 2, the loser gets 3. Like, get the f out of here with that. What I almost can guarantee that's what's gonna happen. Unless it's like a major blowout, whoever the loser is just gonna get bumped down to 3, and the winner gonna get bumped up to 2. Fuck that. I can guarantee it. Watch.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Let me see all these schedules for. I know we got all the, it's always a rivalry week. I know you got the SC Notre Dame. LSU, Texas A&M, all right. Yeah, Washington at Washington State. That's going to be good.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
At Washington State.
Come on, UW. Pull it out.
Let's see. Oh, Kentucky versus at Louisville. Y'all going to be talking trash. Especially after this loss, y'all can be like, just beat these fools the hell up. Like, all right, now, Lamar Jackson, let's just go off for 800 damn total.
Like 165-3. Like, what? Oh, that's funny.
Like, let's take this pain I'm feeling out on these motherfuckers.
They don't count as an SEC team, though.
Nope. You got, of course, Michigan at Ohio State. Everybody,
I'm telling you, the loser is going to get bumped down to three. Winner is going to be two. Watch,
hell no,
we're just going to swap them. I can guarantee you, guaranteed.
Like, one of them teams got two losses.
Guaranteed,
get them out.
Guaranteed. Watch
if Washington beat Washington State. I don't care how whatever happened. Beat them by a field goal at the end. I don't care. They beat Washington, and on one of them teams, I said let them lose. There better not be a fucking reason. Like, give me the reason why Washington ain't going in the four now.
Watch. I'm telling you what's going to happen. One of them teams, because watch. Yep. It's going to be an uproar.
Auburn and Alabama.
Alabama loses. Alabama's still number one. Get the out of here.
Utah number 12 at number 10, Colorado.
That's a big game for Colorado.
Let's go. Keep it interesting. And then, of course, Florida at Florida State. Rivalry week, eating leftovers. Oh, they're going to be enjoying myself. And then I know this news came around. It's probably be official by the time the show starts, but I've seen it somewhere. Texas, that's it.
I think it's already official.
Fire Charlie Strong after this. Lost to Kansas.
Oh, yeah, you can't lose to Kansas. But I'm not surprised. He didn't really have the backing of the school when they hired him.
No.
And, you know.
And now that, you know, Texas, the name, bro, I keep hearing is Houston's coach, Tom Herman, is in line. He's either going to Texas or LSU, one of them two.
That's fine. Hey, Coach Strong, I'm sure Baylor will take you down in at UCLA.
He might, yeah.
He's a good coach.
He is.
He got to have some support, man. And it just really felt like he did not have the support of that school or really the alumni ever since he was hired.
Yeah.
And it was like, it almost seemed like he was on a clock. He was on the clock when he got hired.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not shocked. But whatever. It is what it is.
No, I'm not either. All right. So let's get into these segments.
All right.
All right, we got first yours, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right, y'all.
Grandpa venting about today.
So, this ain't sports related, but this might not be a popular opinion, but fuck Kanye West. I saw his little damn near 20-minute rant. Shout out to World Star Hip Hop. I saw that like 20-minute rant of him going off about fuck the radio and fuck Google and Beyonce, my feelings hurt, and Jay-Z, my feelings hurt, you need to call me, and talking about Drake and talking about Trump and talking about this and spending 5 minutes to tie his shoes. And it's like, nobody, dude, I'm sorry. These people pay their hard-earned money, especially in California. These people pay their hard-earned money. Some people probably drove up there to see your concert, not to hear you rant and rave about whatever it is you want to talk about, your politics or your personal feelings, and then end the show. Like, he ended after that whole rant, it was like, all right, and I'm done, concert's over. Like, what? And then come to find out he canceled the concert here at the Forum, like, it's last minute. I tweeted out, I hope he canceled that concert because motherfuckers didn't buy them tickets and sell that bitch out. To just say fuck you, because here in Cali we don't tolerate that nonsense. We want to see a concert, homie. We want to see you perform. You are an artist. I paid money to see you perform your art, not talk.
Well, you can't talk for that damn long.
You can't. I don't want to hear you talk at all, really. Talk lyrics. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. I mean, I personally, I have stopped really listening to Kanye since the Graduation album. And I think that was the last album he put out right before his mom passed away. Because I think right after that was the 808 and Heartbreaks and all that other nonsense garbage he'd been making. Ever since his mom died, I feel he lost his mind. I just think emotionally, he really doesn't know how to handle himself anymore. And, you know, Chris and I, we lost our dad. You know, I went through my little series of an emotional spill, and I personally had to go to counseling to get myself back in order. I think he might need the same. He might need some psychological help or some counseling to get over that fact. Maybe that's just my opinion, but something's wrong with this dude. Something is really wrong with him from a mental psychological standpoint. I can't tell exactly what it is. I'm not a mind reader, but my personal feeling is once his mom died, He doesn't know how to handle things anymore. That's just me. So whatever he got to do, spewing all his nonsense out there, if that's what makes him feel better, that's fine. But to do that at a concert, and secondly, when he was calling out Jay-Z and all this, like, call me. I'm like, if I'm Jay-Z, I'm like, nigga, I'm not calling you. Now, were you calling me out at a concert? How about you pick up the phone and call me? I'm Jay-Z. Homie, like, really? Get out of here with it. Like, I see why Beyonce and Jay-Z don't want to talk to your behind. And they probably keep their child far away from you as possible. Because you crazy. He's crazy. Like, I just can't. I can't deal with him anymore. I don't know what it is. He first came out. He survived that damn car crash. He seemed arrogant at that point. But I liked his production. I liked his albums and everything. And then his mom passed, and the nigga fell off the cliff. I don't know what happened. And then it came out, and he's like, I didn't vote, but if I did, I would vote for Trump and all this.
Well, you're rich. So.
It's just, dude, I don't give a shit about your personal feelings. Honestly. I ain't a rich person. I am the average Joe living out here who just wants to go to a concert and enjoy myself. I give two fucks about your personal feelings. I don't care. And in the video, you can hear people who starting to boo and like, Nick, play some music. And it's like, dude, for real. Because I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear that. Especially, you know, shout out to Tribe Called Quest. Their album is awesome. And you know, I've never been to a Tribe concert, but I'm assuming they put on a hell of a show. You know, there are many artists I have seen. You know, shout out to Little Brother. My brother and I got a chance to see them in concert. They put on a good show. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been to many of concerts where dudes put on fantastic shows.
Yeah.
I want to see a show. I'm not here to talk politics and hear about your personal endeavors and how you feel bad about this and that. I don't care. And I hate to be that guy who says that, but it's the truth. I don't care. So I'm just like, this to me was the last straw with people. If you really want people to change, folks, hit them in their pockets. Stop buying his tickets. Stop going to his shows. Then he got nobody to perform for. And he got to figure out what the problem is and get it fixed and then become normal again. I don't get it. I don't know. But the man got to get his life in order because I can't deal no more. And I've been that way for years. But that's my 5 minutes.
Now, I feel you. Like, now, I personally, I stop blaming the thing with his mama. And most people do. And some of that is because of that. But I don't blame that shit on him anymore. He don't be giving a fuck. Some of this, I think, is all publicity, because there are times when he's speaking, and I can tell he totally understands what he's saying. He's clear.
Mm.
He's basically telling you about the machine and how it operates and certain stuff. You're like, okay, and it's always like, look, I'm trying to do something positive. Like, okay, I think his heart is in the right place a lot of the time, but this shit, like, at this point, I don't care. Like, you saying I would have voted for Trump. Well, you ain't vote.
Yeah.
So,
period.
And, you know, like, okay, are you part of the Electoral College? Then it didn't matter. Because Hillary won the popular vote.
Yeah.
So, it didn't matter. I'm just like, dude. But yeah, I'm gonna watch it. I seen the video with Snoop. Was like, what the fuck is he doing?
I love that video with Snoop because he's like, I'm smoking this weed right now, and this weed don't do that shit to your ass. You don't make it that crazy.
Yeah, you don't have to vent on about your friends and all that. I agree. Like, look, I'm fine if you like when an artist like, all right, I'm gonna take a few minutes in between this song to say something, and then I'm gonna jump back in the song. Because at some point we're gonna be like, damn, nigga, how long you been talking? Like,
and that's,
at some point
you hear that in the video.
You can hear you like you get a couple minutes, and maybe you just bleed into the next song, or you just like, you know what? Boom, fam, dude's like, look, I'm just the crowd out here. I love y'all. This is the inspiration for this song. Something.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, once it gets about you past 2 minutes, you're going to be like, yo, I've been grooving and the music stopped. When the music going to start up again? He was like, oh, and by the way, like, and another thing, shut up.
And that's what people were saying, like, shut up. That's
when you start wanting that.
It's like concert.
That, oh. Them award shows. It's like, walk off music. All right, okay. Let me get back to the music. But yeah, look, he going, some of this, like when his whole thing was like, I'm supporting Cosby, and you know, I'm like, look, you just saying this shit to get people riled up.
Mm-hmm.
You on that, you know, you part of the Kris Jenner machine now.
Mm-hmm.
That all publicity, good publicity shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, and this is why when the shit happened with his wife, people were like, oh, is this a setup? Because I'm like, this is what you do.
And get people to talk about
you. You won't vote with Trump. Why? Because you don't like this. Okay, fine. Because you're rich and you will take them tax breaks. I get it. Okay. But, you know, I'm with you. Like, look. And I've heard people say a lot of good stuff about his show. So I was curious. Like, I'd go to one.
Well,
if it's like, if you going to do that, I'm going to be like, nigga, why'd you? You could have just done this on YouTube.
Well, this is the first time. This ain't the first time I've heard him end the show early either.
No, I've heard him rant. It's just
that
you need to just break your rant up. Be like, you need to, when you start ranting, set a timer on your watch or something and be like, oh, it's been 3 minutes. Okay, let me do this song and I'm going to come right back to it.
And then you see him spend like 2 minutes tying a shoe and you're like, are you serious right now? Are you really serious? Right. Like, really? You going to tie your shoe right now? And it's going to be silence in this audience. Really?
Right. It couldn't be like DJ or like, hey, let me turn the music on and then drop the light so can't nobody see me tying my shoe real quick.
And then he talking about Kid Cudi and it's like, oh my God, you know what? And what killed me was the end when he was like, and the concert's over. Like, what? What? You just had me sit here listening to you, and then you just gonna end it?
Well, he did wonder why he canceled the forum. It's because he knew he had some of them big wigs out here that got paper that have been like, yo, the fuck wrong with you? Like, you gonna, and he, like, saying all that, even it is the state capital, yeah, I'm sure that rubs people wrong way. You gonna do that in Los Angeles? They gonna be like,
they're going to boo you off stage. Yeah, they're going to kick you off the stage, sir.
Oh, man, yeah. That's funny.
But that's all I got. All
right, man. Let's hop into these awards.
All right.
As usual, we start off with the good stuff, with the Noise Awards.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right. I got a few. You brought one up, but I was giving Noise Award to that new Tribe Called Quest album. I mean, it is very good.
Yes, it is.
I listened to it a couple times. I got some of my favorites. I like This Generation, the Black Spasmatic. I love that song too. Even the one with Andre with the kids, because I just like what they talking about.
Mm. My the space program is my joint. Yeah. I mean, just kick off the album in style.
Yeah, I just love how they went. It's somebody, I saw somebody that was like, it's almost like they old sound.
Yeah,
but it's
newer, fresh. It's fresher. Yeah. Yeah,
and so I was like, oh, this is good. I'm glad. I'm happy that Q-Tip and Fife got to reconcile their beef.
Yeah,
before
he passed
away. I thought that was important. So hey, this is just, you know, most groups this don't really happen. So this is just house money. Like, damn, we got another try them. This shit is great.
Shout out to the Hip Hop Digest.
Yeah, man.
Gave it rave reviews. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I dig it, man. I like it.
Yes.
Speaking of on that hip hop, shout out to Shia LaBeouf. We saw him was on Sway in the Morning on Sway Show.
I heard about that.
And his freestyle, nigga, he was going in.
For real? I have to watch that clip.
What?
Because people were like, Shia LaBeouf like got spitting that fire.
It was a 2-minute one that I retweeted. But then my wife pulled up like the full one where he went for like 5-10 minutes. Because I guess it's like they fire song. They just changed the beat up like 5 different beats. And, you know, I'm just part of this is just like, dude, he's a fan. Some people are like, I seen Twitter comments like, I don't know how to feel. Shia LaBeouf killing. I'm like, this is the guy who was a fan of hip hop and that art being able to freestyle. I'm like, that shit is not easy.
No, because I've tried and it's hard.
Right.
Just think of stuff off the top of your head. It's hard.
Yeah, and the big change. And he was riding. I was like, oh, shit. I mean, he was getting real with it. I was like, I'm not sitting there like, oh, I love to hear a Shia LaBeouf album. Because I'm like, nah, that's something totally different. But he was like, he wanted to come on the show. He knew what was about to happen. And even Sway was like, nigga, like, we got mad famous MC, famous rappers who scared to come in the booth.
I mean, and it's funny. You got these mush-mouth rappers nowadays who can't freestyle for 2 seconds.
Mm-mm.
And we got an actor who can freestyle for 5 minutes.
That's somebody, when you can tell the difference.
They respect the history.
Yeah, it's a craft.
Mm-hmm.
And just how I guess he takes being an actor seriously, he, you know, you invest in the time. Like, you can tell you've done this for a while, just throwing on a beat and ciphering.
That's
and
what's up,
that
man.
Freestyle. So, yeah, that was hot.
Shout out to Shia LaBeouf.
That was cool. And then last one going out to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, winning manager of the year.
Oops.
First year in the team. Hopefully, he can keep it going. Management has to do what they need to do to upgrade that roster a bit.
Yes.
But, you know, when he – it was – there was, you know, when he came in for Don Mattingly, it was like, okay.
Is he the right fit?
How's he going to do? But he got the team to play well.
Even when Kershaw went down,
he kept their spirits up. So, he doing something right there. So,
future looks promising.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Dodgers.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. So, I got a couple – my first Norse Award goes out to at least the 3 NBA teams who have stopped staying at Donald Trump branded hotels this season.
Mm.
So those teams are the Milwaukee Bucks, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks. No surprise there with Mark Cuban. So, you know, shout out to y'all. Says they have moved away from Trump hotels in New York City and Chicago, which bear his licensing his name through licensing. And then sources say another Eastern Conference team contracted to stay at the Trump Soho in New York this season has likewise already decided to switch to a different property in Manhattan when its current contract expires at the end of the season. So, again, in this basketball climate with, you know, especially with the league being, you know, I'd say probably 80% African-American,
mm-hmm.
they're letting their feelings be known. I know the NFL seems to be hush. They keep it on the hush.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want any distractions or anything. But the NBA is like, hey, fuck that. We did not like what he had to say and what he brings to the table. So shout out to them teams.
All right.
And then keeping on the Donald Trump wagon. Shout out to your coach. He needs to pop for president in 2020. This dude gets it, man. He really does. Like, he speaks so eloquently. He speaks with intelligence. He thinks about what he's going to say before he just says it and just spew out stuff. I got to read this transcript. This was amazing. So this was before the Pistons Spurs game, like right after he won.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I'm still trying to formulate thoughts. It's too early. I'm still sick to my stomach. Not basically because the Republicans won or anything. But the distinct disgusting tenor and tone and all the comments that have been xenophobic, homophobic, racist, misogynistic. And I live in a country where half of the people ignored all of that to elect someone. That's the scariest part for me. It's got nothing to do with the environment, Obamacare, and all that other stuff. We live in a country that ignored all of those values that we would hold our kids accountable for. They'd be grounded for years if they acted and said the things that have been said by Donald Trump in that campaign. I look at the evangelicals and wonder, those values don't mean anything to them? All those values to me are more important than anybody's skill in business or anything else, because it tells who we are and how we want to live and what kind of people we are. And that's why I have great respect for people like Lindsey Graham, John McCain, John Kasich, who I disagree with on a lot of political things, but they had enough fiber and respect for humanity and tolerance for all groups to say what they said about the man. And that's what worries me. I get it. Of course, we all want to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful. It's our country. We don't want to go down the drain. But any reasonable person would come down to that conclusion. But it doesn't take away the fact that he used that fear mongering and all those comments from day one. The race baiting with trying to make Barack Obama, our first black president, illegitimate. It leaves me wondering where I've been living and with who I'm living with. And the fact that people can just gloss over that and start talking about the transition team and we're all going to be kumbaya now and try to make good, the country good without talking about any of those kinds of things. And now we see that he's already backing off about immigration, about Obamacare and other things. So was it a big fake? Which makes you feel it's even more disgusting and cynical that somebody would use that to get the base that fired up to get elected. And that's what gets lost in this process is African-Americans and Hispanics and women and the gay population. Not to mention the eighth grade developmental stage exhibited by him when he made fun of the handicapped person. I mean, come on. That's what a seventh, eighth grade bully does. And he was elected president of the United States. We would have scolded our kids. We would have had discussions and talked until we were blue in the face, trying to get them to understand these things. And he's in charge of this country. That's disgusting. We didn't make this stuff up. He's angry at the media because they reported what he said and how he acted. That's ironic to me. It just makes no sense. That's my real fear, and that's what gives me so much pause and makes me feel so badly. That this country is willing to be that intolerant and not understand the empathy that's necessary to understand other group situations. I'm a rich white guy, and I'm sick to my stomach thinking about it. I can't imagine being Muslim right now, or a woman, or African-American, a Hispanic, or a handicapped person. How disenfranchised they must feel. And for anyone in these groups who voted for him, it just goes beyond my comprehension how they ignore all of that. And so my final conclusion is, my big fear is, we are Rome.
Mm.
I mean, he shout out to Greg Popovich, man. He says what he feels, but he gets it. He gets, like, that's all I can say about the man is he gets it.
He does,
he
man.
Gets it. And I see why players love playing for Pop, because he gets it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus Christ. So shout out to him. Pop for president in 2020. Jesus. All right, my last one. This is kind of a sad noise award,
mm-hmm.
but a Cubs fan, Mabel Ball, she died at the age of 108. Now, what made this a noise award for me is that she basically was alive throughout the entire drought of the Chicago Cubs. She was a fan of theirs. She was born 2 months before the Cubs defeated the Detroit Tigers in the 1908 World Series.
Oh, shit.
And her son confirmed the news of her death, and he said the cruel irony, the almost unbelievable irony, is that the person who waits and waits and waits after it happens says, "I've done what I've got to do, and I'm out of here." He said, "It ain't funny, but it's funny." And yeah, I just thought that was crazy. Like,
wait, so she made it all the way through to see them win.
She pretty much lived to see them win, and then she passed away, and it was kind of like they won. All right, I can go now. And it's like, wow.
Yeah, that's a trip.
That's a trip. But hey, she lived to be 108. Shout out to you. Cause we can all only hope to live that long.
All I'm saying is for the Chicago players, I hope, and I don't know who handles all the background with the White House. I have a feeling, I know, like, yo, can we go see the president like next month? I don't want to wait 8 months to get to the White House to get my release. Especially they from Chicago, like, please, can y'all hook it up? Can we get in there before Obama leaves?
Right.
I don't want to go. I was like, nobody want to go afterwards. Like, oh, I missed the Obama train when he was here. Now we're going to get these jokes that are just bad.
Yeah.
Oh, this dude who's not a sports fan.
Exactly.
Shit.
Oh, that's funny. But that's all I got. All
right. Baylor's sending some. So for his, for his noise, shout out to Proposition 64. Let's just say if Trump starts up any fuckery, Californians will be flying away, jet life without the pilot.
Hey, yeah, for those of y'all who aren't aware of what Prop 64 is, weed is now legal in California or in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. For recreational use for those recreational 21 use. And over.
Yep.
His other one, this is an unusual noise award because this is for Trump. Yeah, from frown now, but understand this. Trump might be the worst cat on the planet in the most important position, but at least he showed not only to black people, but to the rest of America how racist and hateful this country still is.
Mm.
He received over 60% white votes from both genders. Not only did he expose the white people who dislike other races, he also exposed the women that dislike other women in higher power.
Mm.
Chalk up all that feminist bullshit talk because some of those votes went against Hillary.
Mm.
And shout out to those white males. I still believe no woman should be a leader or be able to run a country because they said so.
Mm.
Whatever happened to equality that women fought for?
Mm. Hey. Yeah. Shout out to you, Baylor. That's real.
Because there were a lot of people like, oh, like she didn't get the woman vote like that.
Nah.
And I was like, damn.
And you see cats taking shots at Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Ape in Heels comment, and then this cop just got fired.
Yeah,
she. What did he say?
Like that. The Ivana speaks like 5 languages or some shit, and she speak.
She's what? What did he fucking?
It's
say?
Something similar to that. Like
she's fluent in ghetto.
Yeah,
like nigga, what?
He's a dick, nigga.
Get the. I'm glad your punk ass got fired for that. Like these people just.
Right.
If anything, like Baylor said, he is exposed to who the real races are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you here.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You get out.
You get out.
All right. Let's hop into these other joints.
All right.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No. 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 Fuck.
All right, I think Baylor sent in some more. I think he has a what the fuck voicemail. Let me play that one first.
All right.
Brothers, this is BTZ. Yo, I got a what the fuck award, a very special one. This goes out to the people, and it might be going out to some folks that I get along with, that I'm cool with, that I love or I like, and it's definitely going out to people that I may not like. It's the total opposite. And those are those people that keep pointing the finger and got upset because are at people who didn't go out and vote or at the people who voted third party. But let me explain something to you. First of all, go check the stats on the nigga Trump. The nigga put up Westbrook numbers, okay? I don't think Hillary had a chance. The second thing is, yeah, in the perfect world, if everybody would have came together, he had no chance. But guess what? We've never lived in a perfect world. We've never lived in a perfect world. And second of all, yo, if you want to come at me directly or personally for what I believe in and what I don't believe in, first of all, California is the one who kept Hillary in the game.
Yep.
She kept her in the game at halftime. It was the second half when Wisconsin and Michigan, Pennsylvania, yep. Florida, Ohio, those niggas came with the fuckabouts, and those are niggas that was point shaving, oh, why is he doing Tony? Okay, so I'm going to pass out the what the fuck awards to people who was pointing at the finger at people who got their own beliefs and their own political views.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I mean, if you want to look at the numbers, 63% of white men, because they don't want to see a woman in power, voted for Trump. White women, out of all women, 62% voted for Trump.
Mm.
Where I'm from, that's called hating.
Mm.
You're hating on another female getting the power job. That's called hating. So all that feminist shit, you can kill that noise. Mm. Because every feminist in the world should have been standing up for her.
Mm.
33%? Oh yeah, you can chalk that up to the essays. That nigga said he was going to build a wall. Well, today, he changes and said, no, it's not going to be a wall, it's going to be a fence. He's still spitting y'all face.
Yep.
And 33% of y'all votes went towards him.
Mm.
63 plus 62 add 33 equals Golden State blew a 3-1 lead, nigga. Yeah, how you like those numbers?
Shout out to you, Baylor.
Appreciate that.
Oh, man, I love it.
Hey, man, folks, it's frustrating.
It is frustrating.
And I get it. Let's see. He had a couple more. He sent in. John Wall bumping refs and blurring out slick shit while Cousins is trying to fight another former Wildcat after a game they lost. What's going on with you Kentucky Cats? Sore loser syndrome? Or was it because Andre McGee wouldn't give up Katina Powell's contact info? Yo, man, I did see that when Cousins was trying to get at with the Lakers. Oh, Julius Randle.
Oh, Julius Randle? Yeah. Oh, I saw that,
when
yeah.
When the game was over, you like, nigga, the game over.
Hey, you all lost. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And Julius Randle was just laughing.
Julius Randle been going at cats this season. He ain't backing down.
He ain't scared.
I like that.
Man. I ain't never scared.
The other one, you had one chance at a fast break dunk. It was your time to shine on national television. Just you, the rim, the photographers, and the creative process on the way to the basket. But no, Sam Decker. Somehow you managed to trip yourself on a one-man fast break and somehow you foul yourself with the ball and create a turnover all in one play. The only thing you can take away from this is a Shaq and a Fool Award. Bro.
Yep. I saw that play, and I knew instantly that was going on Shaq and the Fool. And shout out to Shaq and the Fool, who once again had JaVale McGee.
Yeah, that's what
I
like.
Told you every single Shaq and the Fool, he is going to find a play for JaVale McGee. It's personal.
It is. You can tell because they're just like, word.
Kenny's like, dude, come on, man.
Like, again.
That was a good pass. He's like, I don't care. What?
I don't care.
He's Shaq and the Fool. He's Shaq and the Fool. I love that Shaq and the Fool. That shit is awesome.
Yeah, he turned that in. Hey, man, they've been I don't mind. What you think of Area 21?
You know what? I ain't going front. I haven't really watched it like that. I saw the one he had with Sam Mitchell on there.
Yeah.
That was cool. I missed the one with Rasheed Wallace. I
saw a little bit of that.
But I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
It sounded like, because even when I heard Paul Pierce interview about KG, they were basically like, yeah, he can't really go too long without cussing.
Of course
that's
not.
Why he was just like, he got that cuss button. I was like, okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but I mean, Shaq turned out good. I had to give him that because when he was going to get on, I was like, I don't know. But
he did good.
Yeah, he's good. And I love that Shaq and the Fool segment.
Shaq and the Fool is the best.
Yeah, and I love to hear what Kenny's going to say during the song.
What'd he say? Steve Nash is the MVP.
Yeah, they be doing what?
Oh, they be clowning, man. But I love it because they just have fun, dude. Yeah. They just have a good time.
Good time here. Barkley repeat stuff four times. Like, tell me how much Golden State is a shooting team and they ain't going to win. Okay.
Necessarily.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. I only have one. I didn't have one written down. I don't know if you took it. Mm-mm. I don't know if you got it or whatnot, but it is in the notes because he got to have this. Rolando McClain, linebacker for the Cowboys, was just about got through his suspension.
Yep.
Got through his 10-game suspension here, finished it. Unfortunately, he missed another drug test. And they said he missed another drug test, so he suspended a whole nother year. Like, what is wrong?
He's sipping that scissor.
This dude, and I saw Jerry Jones, well, when he ready, he come, dude, that's you basically, like, I'm going to play, I'm going to be the nice dude, but once the camera's off, I'm like, he ain't even going to be ready to be a Cowboy again, so I don't even have to worry about that. I was like, you said when he ready, but he ain't never going to be ready. So, okay, I see what you did, Jerry Jones.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw that. I was like... Okay.
Yes, it said this fool suspended another year. I'm like, wait a minute. He ain't even back yet. All I said, I hope whatever money you made in your career in the NFL, I hope you at least put some of that money away for a rainy day. Because this it.
You really think he thought about putting money away?
This it. Well, I hope he, you know, gave some money to somebody, and somebody was like, let me stash it, because I know this nigga.
All I got to say is, Raiders, y'all picked him in the top 10?
Man, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, my God.
Dude, figure out what you going to do next, because football ain't it. This ain't it.
Nah.
You better go to Canada or something, try to play. It's it. Dude, your NFL career is done.
Over.
If you thought you had a chance, which I didn't think he did much anyway.
Ain't nobody. That's,
dude, you.
Nobody's going to waste their time.
And you know what's going to happen with Ronald McClain? Dallas Cowboys might motherfucking win the Super Bowl. And instead of you being on the team, maybe playing three snaps and going home with a ring, now you done fucked up. You ain't going to sniff it and
nothing.
That's it.
Nope. You don't get nothing.
Dude, get your life together. Fuck football. Get your life together, bro. Please.
That is for real.
God, this is some stupid ass news. It's just stupid. I think it's not even sad. It's stupid.
I'm like, how do you miss a drug test?
Well, it was like when it said he missed another. Like, wait, he missed one before?
Yep.
Okay. Alshon Jeffrey, do you see this?
Right.
Don't.
Be a lesson. Let this be a
you
lesson.
You see how all this money gone?
I'm like, you see Le'Veon Bell been squeaky clean this season.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah, for real.
But, yeah, that's all I got. God, this fool. All
right. So I just got a couple. My first one is going out to DeAndre Levy, who I'm surprised more people didn't talk about this, but he basically said his proudest moment in college, because we all know how he is against, you know, domestic violence and sexual abuse to women. He said his proudest moment in college was when he was involved in a play that broke Joe Paterno's leg.
Oh, that's yeah. I thought I read that somewhere. Like, damn, dude.
I was like, whoa. So he called him a dirtbag. He said, that dirtbag, man, we got to stop prioritizing sports over humanity. Just because somebody can throw a football or coach football, they're excluded from their wicked acts. Which, I mean, I'm not mad at him for those comments, but I was just like, that's a little harsh, dude.
Yeah.
Like, my proudest moment is when I broke that motherfucker's leg. Like, okay.
You're not like the birth of your children or anything else? Yeah, I'm like, done in your life?
I'm like, I get you fighting for the cause, and, you know, you don't want to see anybody being sexually assaulted, but I was like, that's a little rough, dude, considering the man dead, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is, like I said before, that's one of them situations where he ain't want to, all y'all who be on that, no snitches get stitches crap. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't easy being like, yeah, you know what? My boy got a motherfucking problem. Mm-hmm. And the best thing for me to do is basically tell somebody in authority that this nigga is doing the wrong.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to cost me our friendship. And I don't care.
Yep.
We all can talk some shit. That is not easy to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ruin this dude light. Well, he's ruined it anyway. But I'm going to make sure, well, I'm going to go out and tell, and this nigga life going to be ruined.
Yep. I was like, wow. Yes. That's a powerful statement.
I did see that. I mean, all right.
And then the last one I got, I came across this and was like, wow. Like, once again, I'm surprised more people didn't talk about it. Isaiah Pede. Former running back in the NFL, his career is over. He was involved in a car crash and lost part of his left leg.
No. I heard about that.
Yeah, it said P was thrown from his car when he lost control and went off Interstate I-670 in Columbus. Mm. Drugs or alcohol were not a factor in the crash, but he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. His passengers, former Bearcats defensive back Wesley Richardson, was wearing his seatbelt and is released from the hospital. So, I mean, thank God he's alive. But, I mean, let that be a lesson to people, man. Wear your seatbelts, please.
Yeah, it's just save.
I mean, this, and
I mean,
he would
get thrown. Nobody want to be thrown from a window.
And it said he had recently worked out with the Chiefs and hope is continuing his career, like, right before the crash. So.
And now he lost
part of his leg, so his career's over. I was like, damn, that sucks, man. But, yeah, I mean, let that be a lesson to everybody. Please wear your seatbelt because it will save your life.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, this is sad. This is here's a trip. You know, I want to also, just because folks passing, this is Mo. Sharon Jones from Sharon Jones and the Dap King, she passed away.
Mm.
She's been battling. I want to say cancer. I'm not 100% sure. This is off topic.
Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, but I know she's been dealing with something for a while. Mm. I know there's a documentary about it. Soul singer, band is very good. That's just sad news. And then I know about with Glenn Eiffel. Mm. Just a woman I hope. I heard, you know, a little joint from her and, you know, saying she looked up to women like Shirley Chisholm and all that and seeing those kind of women up there inspired her. I just hope a lot of young black girls see her and her job in journalism and what she about. Hopefully that just translate more women, more sisters want to do that.
Yeah.
And it's just weird.
2016 is a big
2016 man. Is a sucky year.
Yeah.
And on what I'm talking about, on one hand, on the other hand, it seemed like for black art, whether it's music, film, television, this might be one of the best years ever.
Hey, I mean,
hey, I'm saying go see, oh my God.
Moonlight?
Yes. Wife and I went to see it. We heard all the reviews. We had to go see it. Oh my God. It is awesome. See it.
I think I will. I might have to.
Great acting. Really gets in touch with black men and the emotion. I mean, it's heavy.
Mm.
I mean, you're not going to cry. It's going to get you there to where you may want to.
Mm.
But, I mean, this joint definitely is going to me.
We going to get some black folks in the Oscars?
Oh, yeah, it ain't going to be some. Yeah, this definitely is going to be one of the top 10 best picture now. It got to be.
Mm.
Got to be. What he gets anything else, I'm not sure. Naomi Harris, I hope, gets a nod for best supporting actress.
Mm.
She killed it playing the mama.
All right now.
Like.
All right now.
Damn. Okay. But yeah, I'm saying I should have gave a north side to her before. Go check out Moonlight. Support. It's a great movie. Kind of came out of nowhere. But that's what you like about films when it's just somebody who, you know, small budget, you put it together and you make great
magic. You make magic happen.
Exactly. Yeah, so, yeah. Exactly. I know Hollywood's happy because they're like, yeah, no more Oscar so white this year. And we didn't have to force it. You only pick Will Smith. None of that.
Well, I'm just like, look, man.
Shit, and this movie, this Fences with Denzel and Viola Davis and August Wilson. I seen that clip in that movie. I'm like, yo.
I was like, dang, Dad.
I felt him, though.
I did, too.
I was like, it sound kind of cruel. I ain't got to like you.
I was like,
okay. I mean, I kind of was hoping he'd say, I hope he tell me love him. But it did come off like, look, do you think I do all this shit for a motherfucker I just like?
Exactly. It's almost like, it's almost like, I love you. Can't you tell, nigga?
Right.
Like, I do all this bullshit for your ass. I go through all this shit for your ass. You think I just like you?
Yeah. As it was great. I was like, oof. Get your nod, nigga.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Like, dang, harsh.
Yeah, I can't see that. It's coming out Christmas. It's good stuff. Oh, yeah, and Doctor Strange is the bomb.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna go see that.
Don't I'm not about to waste my money on this. It's Christmas or about Christmas.
Almost Christmas?
I heard it
was good.
You know,
it's a typical.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen those movies a thousand times.
Family with like the huge cast of people,
Soul Food and all that. I've seen the movies a thousand times. Like, I love Soul Food. Don't get me wrong. But
it's a holiday movie.
It's a holiday movie with all these black celebrities. We've seen it done a thousand times.
Family that doesn't get along. Let's come together.
It's the same old story. Like, give me something new. That's why I might go see Moonlight. Yeah, I need something new.
It is good.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shout out to them.
Yep. And if you need something sports related, tune in to us.
That's Brothers what I'm
thinking.
Exactly.
Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find the show on iTunes, on Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any place to listen to podcasts. If you want to get at us directly, you can do so. We are on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Leave me any feedback, comments, whatever. You know, we read it on the show, no matter how long it is. Voicemail 323-455-4219. We said iTunes, Stitcher. Reviews, please. We appreciate them.
Always.
Just like to know what we're doing. I know it does help get us a little more notice, but I just like knowing what y'all think of the show and whatnot. And as always, like I said before, you can find us on the website of the network, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, definitely want to thank all you guys out there, everybody who's appreciated the show and who loves the show, who enjoys listening. Hey, once again, we do this for you guys. So definitely want to thank you guys out there. If you enjoyed the show, please go ahead and leave any kind of reviews you got, anything like that. We definitely, like Chris said, we just want to hear how we're doing, how you guys feel we're doing. You know, we always strive to do a better job and give you better content and whatnot. But, you know, if things are good, tell us they're good and we'll just continue doing what we do. But if you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Very soon we'll have another addition to the family, and he'll be joining the show. So if you hear some more crying and whining and stuff, that's just my son now. I got daddy duties now.
It's coming.
Yes, sir. But yeah, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about us. And if hey, just tell everybody about us. I ain't got
holiday
nothing.
Time.
Yeah, have you a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Eat that turkey, that dressing. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Tell your turkey. Tell your dressing. Tell your ham. Mm-hmm. Tell your yams.
Yeah.
Tell your greens. Mm-hmm. Tell your string beans.
Mac and cheese.
Tell your mac and cheese. Tell your your cranberry sauce. Mm-hmm.
Tell your gravy.
There you go. Tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Ah.